It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Analysis paralysis. It's when you are faced with a situation and either you or the people around you are so bent on getting all the information before they make a decision to move forward that they further stall the decision to move forward. I've worked with a lot of people who suffered from analysis paralysis. And usually they were the ones that were turning around and accusing me of making hasty decisions. When I wasn't trying to make a hasty decision, I was just at a point where, all right, you're going to have to take whatever information you have to make this decision, and you're going to have to either make this decision or not make this decision. One state senator wants a full-blown study of whether or not data centers will be suitable for the state of Oklahoma. Now, here's the problem. It will be very difficult to get an objective study of whether data centers will be good for Oklahoma or not. And the reason is that so many data centers across the country are popping up so fast because the demand is so high. There's a lot of states that are not worried about the negative effects. They're just busy getting them built. So it's not like we can wait 10 years before we can decide whether or not it's a good thing or a bad thing, because by then it'll be too late. And nobody will want to build a data center in Oklahoma. It's the old crap or get off the pot kind of thing. I prefer to use the same analogy I have been using with data centers. You can either be on the data center train or you can be under it. But let's talk about just how much studying of data centers is enough. Now, along those lines, Kevin O'Leary, who you see a lot of, he is an entrepreneur. He is a big promoter of small business. Small business is his meat and potatoes. He's on Shark Tank. He's a futurist, I would say, because he's like Trump. He's always looking not 5 months ahead, not 5 years, maybe 5 decades ahead. He's always looking at where technology is going. And that's what he is saying. He's saying it is going to be better for you as a society, as a state, as a region, to be on the data center train than under it. Because if you're under it, you're going to miss out. And the technology is moving, and it's not just artificial intelligence. It's everything that artificial intelligence will bring. He points to it, and I'll have some of his sound bites a little later on in the show. He points to our conflict with Iran right now. Artificial intelligence is being used in just about every aspect of it. From whether or not we're going to put a drone on one side of a bridge, to then say, okay, Iran, if you want, we can leave this where it is so you can at least rebuild it, or we're just going to go to the other side of the bridge and blow it up and be able to do that without any civilian casualties because of artificial intelligence, or whether it's the rescue of our downed helicopter pilots, which was all done remotely with artificial intelligence. He points to it as this is the future. And we can be on the train or we can be under the train. One state senator wants to study the data centers more. I'll get into that and we can talk about it. My name is Lee Matthews and this is Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Join in the conversation 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, lmatthews@freedom969.com. The lovely wife, when I first started dating the lovely wife, this was something that fascinated me about her. She would have to read every single item on the menu before she could make a decision as to what she wanted to order. And it dumbfounded me because I would say, we're at an Italian place. All right, so that means spaghetti or some other form of pasta or tomato sauce or cream sauce, maybe a meatball if you want it. I mean, it narrows it down to the point where you don't really need to read all the cocktails to understand what's on the menu. So that's the part that kind of, we'd go to the grocery store, it drove me nuts. She had to go up and down each and every aisle, even though whatever it was she was looking for, the pet food aisle, we weren't even married yet, and she was going up and down the pet food aisle. Why are you going up and down the pet food aisle? Well, they might have a good deal. We don't have a pet, but I want to know what kind of deals they have. She couldn't make the decision unless she felt she had all of the information. Now, in many ways that made her far more intelligent than me, it definitely made her a better nurse than I would have been, because it's important as a nurse, you get all the information you can before you decide to proceed with how you're going to treat this particular patient. So with apologies, I don't want to make it sound like I'm slamming the lovely wife. She doesn't do it as much anymore because I think she's learned from me. In certain cases, you don't need all the information. If we're going to the same restaurant that has the same menu each time, they'll tell you what the specials are, and then the rest is usually the same. If we're at Outback Steakhouse, it's safe to say you know they have steak. All right? If we're at a sushi place, it's safe to say they're going to have nigiri. You just pick which flavor you want. Okay? Now, I realize that's not the case here, but that's just an example. I made a joke. The other day we were at the grocery store, and I couldn't find her. Meanwhile, I took half the grocery list, and I was going to get the groceries and bringing them back. Finally, I found her, and it was the toilet paper aisle. And she was staring at this wall of toilet paper. And I said, here's a couple of things. Yeah, here's the rest of the list. And I took the rest of the list and I went back. I came back. She was still at the toilet paper aisle. And I said, lovely wife, I don't know why you're having such a difficult time picking out what toilet paper that we're going to have here. I realize it is a huge decision. And if you get this one wrong, somebody is going to die. I mean, she said, don't do that. I'm trying to decide what's the best value. I want the best value. I said, all right. I said, here's another factor. We don't have a lot of storage space, so you don't need the economy 50-pound box. It will sit in the garage and get dusty. Do you want to wipe with dusty toilet paper or not?
Ooh, bad.
I don't care that it's $5 a pound less. Oh, yeah, you got a good point there. Okay, we went with the medium size, and off we went. But anyway, somebody had to break through the analysis paralysis, and I've been a champion of that. Usually, though, from the anal retentive bosses that I was up against, oh, you're moving too fast. You can't make us. We've got to make this decision or our competition will make it for us. But what if we make the wrong decision? Then we'll go back and correct it. Anyway, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, lmatthews@freedom969.com. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. We've got that to chat about. Mike Mazie has changed his mind on the smelter in Iona. Huh, will that matter? Contraband at the Oklahoma City County Jail? No. Traffic cameras, are they really helping to fight crime or are they just annoying us and monitoring us, worst of all? A cost of living adjustment, what they like to call a COLA, might be coming your way for your Social Security check. And one professor says artificial intelligence is ruining his classroom. I thought as the professor, you were in charge of your classroom, and you were the one who decided whether or not artificial intelligence was even going to be admitted into your classroom. All worth chatting about. I thank you for hanging on. You are first up on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. What is your name, if anything?
My name's Jim. How you doing?
Good to hear from you, Jim. Where are you, if anywhere?
I'm in Northwest Oklahoma City, heading home to Piedmont.
All right, sir. Thank you for calling in and hanging on.
So, you've touched so many topics that I just love to discuss, but I want to talk about AI for a second.
Okay. Well, the good news is we've got plenty of time, so go ahead.
I work deeply in the world of AI.
Mm-hmm.
On the medical side of things, we build AI plugins that can look at a CT scan when your mom, your wife, you come into an emergency room, and we can triage it, a stroke. Now remember, if a stroke, if you go more than about 120 minutes, they're not going to do anything for you because you're a vegetable at that point.
Yeah.
There's not much you can do. And we've reduced it from 33 minutes to getting that read in front of a human being and assist the human being with AI from 33 minutes to 17. That's a big amount of time.
That is life changing. Yes. That changes humankind.
It does.
Yes.
But what, and this is just the nasty person in me, which doesn't come out very often, but two things about the people that protest data centers. They're using AI to create their brochures and all their statistics and all that crap, so they should stop doing that and get out some color crayons. All right?
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is, I think there ought to be a list of people who signed a petition or showed up and whined about it that says, I hate data centers, and when they do hit the ER, we don't use it on them.
It's wonderfully exciting for medicine. There will come a day, probably in the next 5 or 10 years, you go in and get a diagnosis of breast cancer, they give you a shot, and you go home. And that's it. It will be that simple because of AI.
Absolutely. There's going to be some of that.
Yeah.
But the big thing is we're using it in conjunction with human beings, radiologists looking at it. We're using it for triage. And the greatest thing we're doing is we're finding things that the human eye can't see because there's levels of data when you do an X-ray, CT, MRI, nuke med, whatever, that the human eye can't see. But when you take the raw data and you slice it like a loaf of bread, like a CT scan already is, the AI can see things in advance.
It can see the patterns. Yeah, it can see the cellular patterns.
Beyond the patterns, it will see patterns that are going to be cancer in 3 years versus the human seeing it 3 years after the fact or, you know, when it first shows up. So we're going way, way deeper on this stuff. And it's sad to see because the economic boom, yes, it's going to use some water, but they're also not reading about how new data centers are cooled.
Mm-hmm.
They're not reading about the number of people who are going to be hired with really good paying jobs. And they're going to want to use this stuff. So if they would quit doing memes and quit doing, you know, all these little protest flyers and all the bitching they do.
That's all right. But here's the deal.
There wouldn't need as many data sets.
And a lot of this is propaganda coming from China. Because China wants to dominate artificial intelligence. They don't want us to dominate it.
Well, we are in the U.S. in the medical side of it. We are dominant.
I know. But we're going to need more data centers so that it'll stay dominant.
And we should have it here. If this was a well that was being fracked that uses a million and a half gallons, nobody'd blink an eye at it.
Yeah.
At the water usage. And the water, yes, some of it gets evaporated. Some of it has to go through a filtration system. But there are ways around it. And it's cooling ponds that are out there that wildlife will come to. There's so many different ways to do it. The water is not a big deal. If they're saying contamination, it's not like they're pumping it backwards into a fire hydrant and you're drinking it from your faucet.
No.
It is filtered. It is monitored. It's monitored with AI, kids. So I hate the debate with these people who are dumber than a bag of hamburgers because they have to rely on, you know, AI to respond to a text message of what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, thanks for your time, man. Appreciate
you are welcome, Jim. Thank you for your testimony. It is always I always like to hear the positive side of these things. I was watching and reading some of Kevin O'Leary's what he was talking about. He's a futurist. Yes, we need to be concerned about some of the aspects of data centers and artificial intelligence, but we must not be hysterical, and we must not be to the point where we miss out on economic development in Oklahoma as a result because we're too stubborn to look into it and look at it from with a fresh pair of eyes. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Latest on Iran coming up, that senator that wants to study the data centers. Okay, I'm good with that, as long as it isn't analysis paralysis, as I explained on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. The sudden death of Lindsey Graham has taught a couple of lessons. First of all, life's too short no matter who you are. Secondly, it doesn't really matter what insurance you have. When the Grim Reaper calls, he calls. And you want to make sure you do have everything you have coming to you when it comes to what Medicare provides. I'm Lee Matthews. If you were born in 1961, that means you are eligible for Medicare. It also means you are getting lots of calls and emails and texts and snail mails. All right, use the snail mails to start your next fire. Just delete the rest of the emails and the phone calls, and you make the phone call to the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. That number is 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. It'll be the best call you make all summer, that's for sure. And the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group will come up with a plan that'll work for you. Nobody else, because you are you. You have your own needs. You have your own financial goals and your own health goals as well. Again, the team at Well Preserved Advisory Group will help you. 405-848-5790.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Question: what new full-size trucks have the best powertrain warranty in America? Answer: new Ram trucks. They now come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. That's a very long time. So, where can you find that new Ram truck? Answer: VanceAutoGroup.com. Vance has a plethora of new Ram trucks at their dealership in Guthrie, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35. Vance also has dealerships in Miami and Woodward. John, Megan, and the rest of the Vance family invite you to enjoy a better kind of buying experience, one with superior service, the lowest prices, and a Ram powertrain warranty good for 10 years or 100,000 miles. Find out more by going to VanceAutoGroup.com or stop by Vance Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram.
With approved credit, see dealer for Ram warranty.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Could Iran be this stupid and self-destructive? So they're shooting at merchant ships of Saudi Arabia and Qatar, both of which stopped allowing us to use their bases and want a re-approachment with Iran. So they shoot both those guys and they condemn them. So it just goes to show you in that neighborhood that trying to make friends with your enemy never works.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
The two chopper pilots, their lives were saved by a craft that had no one in it, driven by an operator in Florida that was able to take that boat precisely to where their beacons said they were in the ocean, pick them up, and drive them back to safety of an aircraft carrier.
That was done with artificial intelligence. We can be on that boat, or we can be in the sea still waiting for somebody to come and pick us up. Lee Matthews and The Drive on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. And one state legislator, one state senator wants a study of data centers. I'll get into that coming up. And the latest on what happened in Iran today, speaking of Iran. Mark is in Fairview. Thank you for hanging on, Freedom 96.9.
Hey, Lee. Yeah, I got a question on the data centers and stuff, but I know a big part of it is everybody's worried about the water usage and everything else. But I noticed that where it seems like they're wanting to put a lot of them in are like in rural communities, mm-hmm. and everybody talks about how big these buildings are going to be, you know, like a Walmart distribution center. Yeah. And I know how big those things are. I used to drive over the road, and I've been to a distribution center.
They're several million square feet, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Why can't they build like a high-rise and put these data centers in high-rises instead? Because most of the places they want to use all this information is in urban areas.
Yes.
So if they've got an urban area, they've got a high rise that they could put that in there, you know, and set everything up that way, wouldn't it be take up a lot less space? People would be a little bit more, it'd be more accessible, I guess, to people that are actually going to use the majority of it.
Well, there are other criteria, okay? Now, the answer to your question is I don't know. I think they should be able to do it, but they like to build these data centers as close to a power source as possible. So as close to a power plant as they possibly can be, because that will cut back on the frequency of power outages or power failures. They also like them to be close to a good water source as they can be. And they also want them to be away from the urban areas because they don't want to disturb the urban areas. Now, how would they disturb the urban areas? Well, if they have an interruption in power, they have to generate their own power, usually with diesel engines. If they have to use water, they sometimes might interrupt the water usage in that particular area. And the same with power. So I know that is also a factor.
No, and then that's, you know, looking at that, that's kind of why I see a lot of the people that are out in the rural areas, too, are going, you want to put this massive sprawling complex
out here. I get
you
it.
Know? So, I mean, it's
just like the windmills. It's just like the damn wind turbines. I would have hated to have a nice big piece of property out in Piedmont with a nice view of the prairie, and then in the next 10 years, it's full of all these stupid wind turbines with their blinking lights and their ying, 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 ying sound.
Yep.
I get it. But
I just kind of wonder if there was any way they could do something like that. And I know, like I said, I know these are massive sub complexes and everything. How hard would it be to literally go in and dig down? I mean, you know, not have to go deep enough to go into your water table, but just to maybe lower the profile.
Well, and they're talking about doing them submarine. They're talking about the ability to put them underwater. That's what the Chinese are looking at. Again, it would have to be certain criteria. I think it would have to be someplace where there's not a lot of tidal shifts. So, you know, Gulf of Mexico, there's not a lot of tide in the Gulf of Mexico. You start getting in the Atlantic and the Pacific, and you start having some severe tides you got to deal with. So I get that, too. I do. But at some point, we're going to have to make a decision if this is going to be part of it or not. Thanks a lot, Mark. And I got to run, I'm afraid. But thank you for listening to Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Inflation cooled sharply in June as consumer prices posted their biggest monthly decline in 6 years, driven largely by lower energy costs. A lawsuit by a number of school districts is demanding that social media companies help pay for student mental health services.
More than 1,000 school districts, including several in California, argue that social media platforms harm students' mental health and force schools to spend more on counseling and support. Districts say they've also had to increase training to address rising student anxiety and depression linked to social media use. I'm Mark Mayfield.
President Trump will address the nation in primetime this week.
On Truth Social, the president says he'll deliver an address Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern. No further details were provided. The president last addressed the nation in primetime on April 1st, about a month after the start of the war in Iran. I'm Monica Nelson.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute. Let me tell you something most people don't know. When you've been in a car wreck, the insurance company isn't calling to check on you. They're calling because time is their friend, not yours. The insurance company wants a recorded statement before your adrenaline wears off and before your injuries fully show themselves. Why? Because anything you say in the first few hours can be used to undervalue your claim or outright deny it later. Here's the takeaway. You're not required to give a recorded statement to the other driver's insurance company. You should never guess about your pain. You shouldn't guess about your injuries or even how the accident happened. Let the medical professionals evaluate you and let an attorney protect you. So the next time an adjuster calls immediately after a crash, remember, they're not being helpful. They're being strategic.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. Oklahoma City firefighters are investigating two separate fires that broke out just hours apart at the same northeast Oklahoma City property. The first damaged a detached garage Tuesday night near Northeast Grand, but crews prevented the flames from spreading to the home. Just a few hours later, they returned to find a second fire burning inside the residence itself. No injuries have been reported, and two pets were safely rescued. Fire investigators are looking into both incidents to determine the exact cause and whether they're connected. Police and Moore are using an overnight crash as a reminder about the dangers of impaired driving after officers say a driver narrowly missed two homes after crashing through a gate and striking an air conditioning unit and an electrical box. No injuries were reported, but police say the outcome could have been much worse. Authorities arrested the driver on suspicion of driving under the influence. Residents at several Tulsa area apartment complexes say ongoing trash collection problems are creating health concerns, with tenants reporting overflowing temporary dumpsters, scattered garbage, and even maggots at some properties owned by Vesta Capital. City of Tulsa stepped in by placing temporary containers at several locations and cleaning up some of the sites, with costs being billed to the property owner. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
When it comes to your health coverage, one thing matters most, your choice. Health 65 believes you should have the liberty to choose a Medicare plan that fits your doctors, your budget, and your lifestyle. Our team will walk you through your options and help you make a decision that's right for you, because it's your health and your call. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65 in Edmond. Call me or start planning today at Health 65. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are here to celebrate America's 250th with our red, white, and do more discounts on Yanmar, Bad Boy, and Altos. 250 off residential mowers, 500 off commercial mowers, 1,000 off tractors, and 1,500 off construction equipment. Celebrating America together at Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
I think many teachers and families do not reach out because it's a hard thing to ask for help. Children don't come with instructions. Sometimes we're presented with challenges that are outside of our ability to handle, and we need that extra person to listen to us and help us become the best parents and teachers we can be. Sometimes families just don't know where to go, and being able to call the warm line is really a beautiful thing for families.
For more information, visit okwarmline.org.
Contraband in the Oklahoma City County Jail? No. Coming up on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews and The Drive, continuing in 30 seconds.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear and humid with a low of 69. Tomorrow, expect mostly sunny skies with increasing breezes in the afternoon and a chance of a thunderstorm. The high will be around 90. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy and humid with a low of 70. On Friday, anticipate mostly cloudy and humid conditions along with breezy winds and a chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon. The high temperature will be 86. Saturday will bring intervals of clouds and sunshine, a couple of thunderstorms, and breezy conditions with a high of 93. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
If you want the best defense, if you want to maintain your style of life and freedom and democracy in America for your children, You give a damn about data centers. You have an obligation to build one in your state and give some of that capacity to the Pentagon.
It doesn't have to be in your backyard. It doesn't have to be down the street, but we need to think about where it's going to be and what's going to be suitable. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Oklahoma State Senators proposed an interim study to take a closer look at the impact of data centers in the state of Oklahoma. Interim studies provide lawmakers an opportunity to study issues outside of the legislative session. Senator Kendall Sachery of Blanchard ran the bill past last legislative session to put a moratorium on the construction of new data centers in Oklahoma until November of 2029. That legislation didn't make it to the finish line, so she said she would like an interim study to be the best way to bring more attention to the issue. Data centers and what they mean for our state is the title of the interim study that she is proposing. She's open to both sides and says that she has a few interim studies. Most of them are one-sided, bringing the industry and talking about just being a load on the consumer. But she also says the concerns that she's hearing about data centers go even beyond the water and the energy. Sachery said that she's even bringing in the Oklahoma Corporation Commission and asking them some questions. And I get it. And I think that's a good idea. But we need to do something before 2029 or we're going to miss the boat. Lee Matthews on The Drive on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. John in Oklahoma City, hi.
Hello, Lee. I enjoyed your discussion on this data center thing, especially the medical aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I've noticed, is that most of the Democrat candidates, Munson and Nelson and John Croissant or whatever his name is, have pretty much campaigned against it and made it an issue based on their, you know, despicable hatred of corporations or anybody that makes money. And that's kind of been their focus. And it's, you know, their same old envy shtick that they pull out, you know. The entire Democrat Party is based on envy. But that's what I have noticed particularly about it. But what I wanted to talk about was the corruption, the stunning level of corruption on this Joe Biden's book deal. I don't know if you heard about that. But
yeah, let's bring everybody up to speed on this. He's supposed to be writing a book, and he broke the news today, I believe, and is offering pre-orders. He's got a title for the book. It's supposed to be out in November of this year. And that's about all I heard about it.
Well, he's got an ad out, and you really need to see it, because in this ad, it's on X, and he slurs and stumbles his way through this ad for his, basically, it's a ghost-written memoir. But this drooling imbecile was paid $10 million by the corrupt corporate media for a book that's not going to make $1 million. And the only way it's going to make $1 million is because unions are going to buy it and give it away as door prizes, or the Oscars will put it in their swag bag and they'll, you know, make it up that way. But it's still going to lose $9 million. And the only thing about it that's so infuriating, but the only thing about it is at least he's got to feel disrespected by the fact that the clean, articulate black man who preceded him got $60 million for his book.
Yeah.
Plus, Netflix gave him $100 million for just as a propaganda op for nothing. I don't think they put out anything, or I don't think if they put out anything on Netflix, that two people have watched it, you know. And that doesn't bother anybody. They can just set fire to $100 million and give it to Obama, or $10 million and give it to Biden, just out of pure, absolute, pale corruption.
Well, if you are a publishing house and you have that kind of money to spend and you're willing to risk that kind of money, okay, fine. I'm not going to tell you what to do with your money. I know that Hillary Clinton's book did not do well. Kamala Harris's book did not do well. And there's a third in there.
Obama's
book.
None of them did.
But they didn't care because they got they were the ones that got the, you know, it got their name, the publisher's name out there, and they probably write that off as publicity.
Well, yes, but it's also just a direct payment to the politicians that they favor.
Yeah,
And it escapes, you know, what would otherwise be criminal behavior.
Or they've made a contribution to the campaign and they're making it back.
Yeah.
Yeah. A previous
anyway,
contribution.
It's just fascinating. This happens every year, year in, year out. And it only goes one way. You don't see Gerald Ford getting the S.
There is nothing that Trump can tell us about what was going on in his campaign that we don't already know.
That's true. Yeah.
And everything that he – and there's that's why Hillary Clinton's didn't do well. We saw what was going on. What was going on.
In Biden's ad, he tells you how he made the decisions that he made. Well, he didn't make any decisions.
No.
He didn't do anything except, you know, just placehold and whatever Obama called up and told him to do. That's what he did. It's a unbelievable ad.
Well, his chief of staff and Obama. I really don't believe Biden made any of the decisions himself. I think it was his chief of staff and his chief of staff talking to Obama.
True. And much could be said the same about Obama. There are people behind him that did most of the decision making. But anyway, it's just the corruption is stunning to me. And because, this is all these dollar figures are larger and larger, but still, $10 million is very serious money.
And Biden has to do it now because he has to set up some sort of trust fund for the rest of his family because he's not going to last much longer.
Yeah. You would think. All right. Well, anyway, I just wanted to get that on the air.
No, I'm glad you did. I didn't say a lot about it because I looked at it and I kind of chuckled. I thought, what? You're going to sell fewer books than Hillary Clinton sold.
Right. Yeah. It's just total payola is all it is.
Because not only were we all able to see what was going on in his presidency, the rest of it nobody cares about. It's not like Clinton writing a book, Bill Clinton writing a book, and people really wanting to know what went on behind the scenes with the Monica Lewinsky situation. Or Ronald Reagan writing a book, and everybody wanting to know what went on behind the scenes at Reykjavik during the conversation with Russia. Or even George W. Bush and some of the things that he had going on, the behind the scenes that he was willing to talk about. And he did. In fact, in his memoir, and he did sell a lot, but there was nothing that Biden did that was that interesting.
True. It's like Trump and Bush and these people were doing substantial, Reagan, of course, were doing substantial world-changing deals that are massively interesting and complex. Biden didn't do anything except engage in payola and corruption and take money from China.
And I will contend that Trump will not write a book because he's been so transparent, speaking to each and every reporter about everything that's going on. And when he can't talk about something because of national security or classification, he'll say so. There is nothing that he's hiding. There is nothing under the rug. There's nothing behind the scenes. And his family is the same way.
Yeah, and he's available about 18 hours a day.
Yes, he is. Yes. I read an article today that Rubio, when they're on a long trip, Rubio will go sit back with the press corps and wrap himself up in blankets and act like he's sleeping so that Trump will leave him alone so he can get some sleep. And Trump was told that, and Trump chuckled and said, he's worried I'm going to give him another job. Hey, you know.
Well, all right. Well, here's to the data centers. I think it's going to be nothing but progress.
We've got to figure something out.
But in the meantime, these huckster Democrats and spineless Republicans will, you know, try and get a vote or two out of it.
I mean, Texas is already all over it. We're going to need to be all over it if we want to continue to thrive into the 21st century. We really have got to figure it out.
I don't recall anybody studying the windmills or studying the solar panels or any of that other
stuff. No, everybody said, it's just going to be so great.
Wasting away.
Yeah.
Not a single study on any of that. We just threw out, you know, millions and billions of dollars.
And that definitely was not guaranteed. We knew that.
We knew it was garbage to begin with.
We knew that going in. We knew you're not going to get the same output of energy from that windmill that you'd get from one little bitty, tiny pump jack. You're not.
Exactly.
But we do know that a data center, we need the ability to make these computations. We need it readily available, because we've got to progress as a society. And so we've got to.
And worst case scenario, they can just go the way of the electric vehicle. You know, the grass can grow up around it.
That's another thing. That's another thing that we all knew wasn't going to last. Because until you make that electric vehicle as inexpensive and as easy to handle as a combustion engine, it's not going to compete with a combustion engine. I don't care who you are. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yes.
All right. Have a good afternoon.
You too, John. Thanks for the conversation on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. U.S. Central Command and American forces launched a new round of strikes against Iran yesterday and into today, to degrade Tehran's ability to attack commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. Trump has said he is not ruling out power plants, bridges, and other infrastructure. And as we were hearing earlier from Kevin O'Leary, we will have the ability to knock out part of their power plant and then tell them, all right, you behave or we're going to take it all out. CENTCOM said U.S. forces resumed naval blockade against vessels traveling to and from the Iranian ports and coastal areas. More than 20 U.S. Navy warships and hundreds of military aircraft are currently operating across the Middle East. American forces remain vigilant, lethal, and ready. President Donald Trump said he is backing away from the 20% fee on cargo moving from the Strait of Hormuz because the Gulf states have come back and said they will make investment deals from the Gulf states, and that's much better. And I dealt with that earlier today. Listeners saying, see, once again, Taco, Trump always chickens out. No, he's not. The Gulf states are chickening out. They're the ones who are saying, hey, rather than a 20% tariff on going through the Strait of Hormuz, how about we invest in your business in your country? And Trump said, yeah, that's pretty cool. And again, I got the feeling that this is Trump saying to himself and to the world, that's what I wanted all along. 405-608-4377. Hi, you're on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
John from Oklahoma City.
Hello, John from Oklahoma City.
With those data centers, I've been in construction all my life. I've worked on big power places with the one of them was Chesapeake Energy up there on 63rd. They had a big cooling power thing they had to put in. Mm-hmm. Them things are monster size. And, you know, you see the size of the building, you're wondering what could be in there. And you know what it was computers.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The thing that you're using with this power, there's two reasons they're using the power for. One of them is the power for the computers. It takes massive power, but mm-hmm. the reason they're taking so much more power is because of the cooling. They have to keep those rooms at a set below a certain temperature so things don't burn them. I think it's below 70-something degrees. It's really cool in there, you know, all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't build vertically because of that factor, the heat factor.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense. Those servers need to be kept cool. And when I say cool, between 64 and 60 degrees. Okay. And if you stack them up, heat rises. And so,
like any tower, like in the Devon Tower, I worked in the Devon Tower. I had clearance, you know, I've had to clean up in there. But I worked with the maintenance guys and stuff, and we was in those cooling places. They have sections throughout the whole thing. Those whole floors are built floating with a foot of clearance under each floor that blows the air into the floor.
Uh-huh.
They pump up through these little, they're called diffusers. We'd go in there and change the plates around. Somebody moves a desk, they want the air pointed at them, or even if it was too cold, they want it pointed away from them. Mm-hmm. Things like that. We could turn those diffusers, and they're thick blocks with, you know, holes in them with vents. So some of them are solid, but then you have vents. And so I was able to change all those around. And it was the cooling factor. You know, if you've been in any kind of high rise, it's hard to cool the upper floor.
Oh, yeah. And it's also difficult to get water pressure up there.
There you go.
Yeah.
Can I say something about the people?
Well, that's another reason why you can't stack a data center, because they need water to cool, and water to cool needs to be under pressure. So you, if you stack it too high, you're going to lose your water pressure. Yeah,
go ahead. Ground levels are perfect. You know, that's why they're so vast.
Yeah.
You know, and so one more thing I wanted to say about the immigration, just don't run from the cops.
Yeah.
Just don't run.
Yeah.
I mean, those people in those communities don't say nothing about these. Part of the reason why it's so pervasive, they're quiet. They go to work. They go home. They don't say. They know who the people are.
Yeah.
They're doing the stuff, you know, doing the bad stuff. And they don't say nothing. They don't do nothing. Finally, somebody's doing something about it. You know, they want to say, leave me alone. I'm not here. You know, in their mind, they're going to the store, getting a loaf of bread. Well, nobody knows that.
Yeah.
You know, and they run from the police. Maybe he knew in the back of his mind, hey, I don't know, but some of them knew it. But they know people should just, you know, don't mess with the police, man.
Yeah.
These people have firearms. Their lives are in danger. They're being threatened. So, I mean, come on, man. First thing I've learned, you know, you don't run from the cops, man.
Yeah.
You know, you don't do shit like that. Anyway, yeah. Thanks. Yes.
All right, and thank you for listening in to Freedom 96.9, John in Oklahoma City. If you want to join in the conversation, 405-608-4377. One state senator wants a study of the data centers, but you can also have analysis paralysis. Mike Mazey has changed his mind on the smelter in Iona. Let's get into that. That's coming up on Freedom 96.9 and your calls to 405-608-4377. It's Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. I'm starting to get it in the Matthews Mobile. You need to have some service soon. Have some service soon. Have some service soon. Now, it's not a check engine light. It's a you've got to go to the dealership and give them lots of money so that they can then refill your wiper fluid, okay? They should do that for free, if you ask me. And if you do business with Frontier Auto Group, they will. Frontier Auto Group, they've been doing that ever since the first days of their dealership 96 years ago. And they've been doing it ever since. Got a check engine light, low tire pressure light, weak battery, AC needs to be colder. They will take care of all of that, no charge. They also take care of that with any regularly scheduled service visit. Their finance department's goal is to make sure you have the best finance and buying experience you've ever had. And the owner and finance director met in church, so that's how down home they are. These other guys are not. They've been bought up by a big company, and that's the attitude they give you. Yeah, we're doing you a favor. Well, no, that's not the attitude you're going to get at Frontier Motors. Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net. Canadian County's number one auto dealer, Frontier Auto Group.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Hey, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture. I know how exhausting it can be to live with pain, whether it's neuropathy, arthritis, or sciatica. You deserve relief that helps you feel like you again. At Be Well Acupuncture, we take the time to listen and create a treatment plan that fits your life, your body, and your goals. Let's work together to help you move easier and feel better every day. Start your journey back to wellness. Call or visit bewellokc.com to schedule your consultation today.
Wildfire season is approaching in Oklahoma, and our local volunteer fire departments need support now. As conditions grow hotter and drier, volunteer firefighters are preparing for long, demanding responses to keep our community safe. They rely on donations of bottled water, electrolyte drinks, and non-perishable snacks to stay fueled on the fire line. Monetary donations are also critical to help provide the tools and resources they need. If you see your local volunteer fire departments hosting a fundraiser or any other community event, don't wait. Show up and support them. This message is brought to you by the Oklahoma State Firefighters Association. and standing with those who stand ready to protect us.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
Just when you think things might calm down, they heat up again in the Middle East, around the world, and even the crazy politics here at home. It's Eric Erickson. Listen live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. I'll dive deep in the news, what's happening, give you my opinions, take your phone calls as well. 877-973-7425 every weekday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9 as we spread freedom across Oklahoma.
Call me Craig. I was hot, horny, and that old man was in my space. I'd already committed to it. You ever turn around halfway through a chase? Makes you look stupid.
He paid to enter Yellowstone. I gave him the full experience. Premium package.
Yes, artificial intelligence can cure cancer and it can also entertain. That was an artificially intelligence-generated interview with the bison that gored that poor fellow in Yellowstone National Park over the weekend. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. I don't think she's ever been gored by a bison in Yellowstone, but Kit is in Oklahoma City. Hi.
Hi. I'm just wondering why we have not heard one word about the lying in state of
Lindsey Graham? Yeah.
We have not heard anything about his funeral. Have you heard anything?
No, I have not, and I can only presume it's because there's going to be a lot of details for it. I'm imagining that, yes, they probably will have him. If he doesn't lie in state in the rotunda, it'll be in the Senate chamber or there right outside the Senate chamber. Maybe the statue room, because that's on the way to the Senate chamber. But then he also will probably have some sort of service back home in South Carolina. And then he is a serviceman, so he's eligible to be buried in Arlington. I don't know if he's going to be buried in Arlington or what.
Yeah, I heard about that, too, that he might be buried at Arlington. So,
yeah.
But I have not heard anything, and I was just kind of wondering about it. And I wonder if it'll be a...
It may not be. We may not find anything out till the end of the week.
Well, yeah. I wonder when it's all said and done if it'll be viewable on YouTube.
They probably will put it on Fox. Fox is very good about, or put some of it on Fox.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I've been watching Newsmax here of late, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was wondering about it. I thought maybe you might have heard something.
I haven't heard anything yet, but it's still early in terms of one of those state funerals. They take a little bit to put, and if he's going to be buried in Arlington, he may have what they call the cortege on the caisson, you know, where they put them on the caisson and have the horses
right.
Drawn. They may go that far. He's eligible for it because he did serve in the Air Force, and I think he served in the Air Force during a wartime. So he's eligible for
it. Well, that's like President Kennedy, and that's also like Audie Murphy. He
yeah.
had that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're eligible for it, and when they do that, they have to rehearse. They have to have everything worked out together about how they're going to do it, when they're going to do it. I think he's also eligible for a service in the National Cathedral. So, you know, there's a lot that has to be worked out.
Well, and I know they were talking about seeing if they couldn't get his pension payments and stuff moved over to his sister.
Oh, they probably will, because she was his dependent at least up until adulthood. At least up until adulthood, yeah.
Yeah, because of his adopting her.
Yep, that was what it was all about.
KQOB, Enid, Oklahoma City.
Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo B. Craft. OSBI investigating an officer-involved shooting in El Reno. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner.
President Trump is walking back plans to charge a 20% toll fee in the Strait of Hormuz. Nick Harper reports it comes as the U.S. reimposes its naval blockade of Iranian ports.
The U.S. president is still looking at this as a potential business opportunity, because even though he's getting rid of that 20% toll, at the same time he's saying that other countries around the world could help get safe passage through the strait from the U.S. will be willing to invest billions and billions of dollars.
In a Truth Social post yesterday, Trump said he made the the decision based on highly productive conversations with Middle East leaders. He added the toll fees will be replaced by investment deals that the various Gulf states will be making into the United States. Trump said oil is flowing like never before, thanks to the awesome power of the United States military. Investigators believe lettuce or salad may be the source of a foodborne illness called cyclosporiasis, causing severe stomach issues across the country.
New York has reported more than 515 cases across the state, including 403 in New York City. With at least 31 states reporting cases of the parasite, CDC officials say the figures are far higher this year compared to a typical season. Michigan has been hit particularly hard, reporting more than 3,300 cases, while nearby New Jersey has only reported a few dozen. Health officials don't believe the parasite can spread person to person. Instead, they're urging people to thoroughly clean produce. In New York, I'm Natalie Migliori.
Three teenagers are now under arrest in connection with an acid attack in New Jersey.
Police say a group on a moped splashed six women sitting in a car with sulfuric acid a month ago as they rode by. The victims had burns. A 13, 14, and 15-year-old faced numerous charges, including aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Authorities say the victims appear to have been targeted, with the incident possibly related to an earlier dispute. In New Jersey, I'm Scott Pringle.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at maketheconnection.net.
Law enforcement in Southern...
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. A Wagner County undercover operation has led to yet another arrest of a man accused of trying to meet a minor for sexual acts. Investigators report that Cody Bearden engaged in sexually explicit online convos with someone he believed he was a 15-year-old girl who was actually an undercover deputy. Authorities say Bearden arranged a meeting and was arrested when he arrived at the location. He faces a complaint of facilitating sexual conduct with a minor. Sheriff Chris Elliott has repeated that the operation is part of the department's effort to target online predators. The investigation remains ongoing. Well, the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation is continuing its investigation of an officer-involved shooting that took place in El Reno recently. Authorities say deputies were attempting to stop a man who had allegedly threatened a woman and sent images showing a firearm as well. Investigators say that man fled during a traffic stop and then got out of his vehicle, reportedly displaying a weapon in the process. Deputies then opened fire, striking the suspect, who survived and was taken to the hospital for further treatment. OSBI continues leading the investigation into the situation. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture. I know how exhausting it can be to live with pain. Whether it's neuropathy, arthritis, or sciatica, you deserve relief that helps you feel like you again. At Be Well Acupuncture, we take the time to listen and create a treatment plan that fits your life, your body, and your goals. Let's work together to help you move easier and feel better every day. Start your journey back to wellness. Call or visit BeWellOKC.com to schedule your consultation today.
Are traffic cameras really helping to fight crime, or are they just harassing you and me? Talking about that as the drive continues in 30 seconds on Freedom 96.9. I am Lee Matthews on Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear and humid with a low of 69. Tomorrow, expect mostly sunny skies with increasing breezes in the afternoon and a chance of a thunderstorm. The high will be around 90. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy and humid with a low of 70. On Friday, anticipate mostly cloudy and humid conditions along with breezy winds and a chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon. The high temperature will be 86. Saturday will bring intervals of cloud.
clouds and sunshine, a couple of thunderstorms, and breezy conditions with a high of 93. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
It's happening now.
When you see Sotomayor and Kagan, tell them that Lindsay said all.
The new Freedom 96.9.
Because I voted for them.
Not last week.
I would never do to them what you've done to this.
Not yesterday.
You're watching the collapse of the oldest political party in the world.
Keep up with what's happening.
The Democratic Party goes all the way back to Thomas Jefferson.
Now.
Nobody who has common sense has the courage to stand up to people who are objectively crazy.
With the new Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Shut down. Very good. All right. I'm officially shutting down the laptop for the day. I got the phone still up so I can still check headlines, but the laptop is done for the day. I can't do anything more with that laptop today. So, hey, it's Lee Matthews. We've got a lot to chat about today on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. 405-608-4377 to do so. 405-608-4377. L. Matthews at freedom969.com to join in that conversation. One state senator wants to study data centers. Now, that's fine. I'm all about that. Putting up a moratorium until 2029, I think that's a bad idea because we're going to miss the boat as a state. We've got to figure out what we're going to do about these data centers. And it's not like we don't already have data centers in Oklahoma. There's a huge one over the Google facility over in Pryor. There's another one in Stillwater. And we've already seen what those can do. So, I mean, maybe they don't need to be in Yukon. Maybe they don't need to be in downtown Norman. Maybe they don't need to be in downtown Oklahoma City. But maybe some of the more rural areas might be suitable for one of these because we're going to need them going into the future. 405-608-4377. Contraband in the Oklahoma City County Jail? No. More on that coming up. Mike Mazey changed his mind about the smelter in Inola. And basically he said the reason that he had a problem with it in the first place was he thought that there were financial problems related to the smelter, but he agreed with the project after the research. His opponent for governor, Drummond, believes that Mazey was his views on the aluminum smelter were changed by Trump so that Trump would give him his endorsement. Okay, fine. Many Inola residents oppose the project despite the jobs that it'll bring to the state. And even though Mazey's history of losing the Inola smelter, he said that he believes the smelter would be a huge economic opportunity for Oklahomans. We can't be afraid of economic development or we will have none. 405-608-4377. Hi, you were on the air with Lee Matthews.
Hey there.
What's your name and where are you?
My name's Nick. I'm driving down through a heck of a lot of road construction in Oklahoma City.
All right, sir. Good to have you along. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to talk about the data centers.
Sure.
I have an idea.
Okay.
Brace yourself. Why don't we put them underground?
Well, I don't know that the data centers can go underground because of some of the things we've talked about. The heat exchange that needs to happen, the water that needs to happen. I don't know. I'm not an expert on it. I mean, it's possible. I know that China is putting them underwater, but, I don't know that we have enough water to put them underwater, you know?
Yeah, that's probably a good point. We do have a lot of lakes in Oklahoma.
We have a lot of lakes, but they're not deep. And some of these things would have to be 60, 80 feet deep, you know?
Because I was out in, like, Farmington, New Mexico, I think, and they have a power plant on the edge of town, and nothing grows around...
Right.
In that water, because they use the water to cool the power plant.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not a bad thing, just an observation.
No, and then, I've heard that there's a huge one going up in between Childress and Dumas, Texas. There's a huge one going up there. And water's not the problem. Power's not the problem. Noise pollution is not the problem. The problem is feeding and housing all the construction workers while it's being built, because there's not enough facility in those two small towns for all those construction workers. And then when they're done, the construction workers are going to leave. So it's not like they can build a bunch of motels and then those motels sustain themselves.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's something I hadn't thought. That's something I hadn't even thought about.
Yeah, yeah. So that's another reason why Oklahoma seems to be a primary target. Places like Luther, places like Piedmont, places like UConn, because if they do run into that problem, well, Oklahoma City proper is big enough to handle housing and grocery stores and all that other stuff when it comes to the construction crews.
And it is only temporary while they're building.
Right. Right.
How many months would that be, though?
I mean, right.
Gosh, it could be a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Depending on. But,
Oklahoma, Oklahoma City could absorb that without any problem.
Right. Well, I just think about the underground thing back when they were talking about where are we going to put the jail?
Yeah.
Canyon City has two prisons underground.
They do indeed. They do in Canyon City, Colorado. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And it's for the worst of the worst, but they get one thing above ground is the entrance and the fenced-in area for them to get their daylight time.
Yeah.
And why can't we just do that?
Yeah. Yeah. And Canyon City, and even if you do break out of Canyon City, I mean, they're gonna find you in a helicopter without much trouble because there ain't nothing else out there.
That is not what you think of when you think of Colorado. You think of mountains.
No, you don't.
Pretty, pretty.
But yeah.
It ain't nothing like that.
On that eastern slope, it's a lot like Kansas.
Yeah. Pretty barren. All right. Well, that's all I got, Rod. I just wanted
to
throw that out there.
Worth talking about. And maybe somebody who knows the answer to that question can call 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive on Freedom 96.9. Did you see on social media when I saw Joe Biden is writing a book and he's asking for advance orders of his book because it's coming out in November? How many pages will that book be? Maybe three? Yeah, he was the one who was always bragging about building back better when, in fact, all he was doing was making things worse. I'm Lee Matthews. The one that you want to count on to truly build back better is McRoof, Scott and McCollum of McRoof. McRoof is really doing the building back better and fortifying the roof at the same time. Now, we're coming into a situation here where the insurance companies are paying for less and paying for less and paying for less, which is why the McRoof guys will convince your insurance company that the reason they need to build back better is so they won't have to turn around and do this again in 6-7 months when we start having another storm come through in the fall. That's what building back better is really all about. And there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are right now. And every year that goes by, it'll cost you more and your insurance will cover less. So call 405-877-7663. That's McRoof, McRoof.us. 405-877-7663. McRoof, powered by RoofRx, saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma one roof at a time.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are here to celebrate America's 250th with our red, white, and do more discounts on Yanmar, Bad Boy, and Altos. 250 off residential mowers, 500 off commercial mowers, 1,000 off tractors, and 1,500 off construction equipment. Celebrating America together at Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Question: what new full-size trucks have the best powertrain warranty in America? Answer: new Ram trucks. They now come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. That's a very long time. So, where can you find that new Ram truck? Answer: VanceAutoGroup.com. Vance has a plethora of new Ram trucks at their dealership in Guthrie, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35. Vance also has dealerships in Miami and Woodward. John, Megan, and the rest of the Vance family invite you to enjoy a better kind of buying experience, one with superior service, the lowest prices, and a Ram powertrain warranty good for 10 years or 100,000 miles. Find out more by going to VanceAutoGroup.com or stop by Vance Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram.
With approved credit, see dealer for Ram warranty.
John Vance Auto Group.
from wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home. We're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Freedom 96.9, accurate weather forecast, partly cloudy, 30% chance of rain tonight, low 70. Partly cloudy, high of 88 tomorrow. 30% chance of rain tomorrow night, low of 70. Into Friday, partly cloudy, 30% chance of rain, partly cloudy, and a high of 90. Saturday, partly cloudy, 20% chance of rain, and a high of 93. 88 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews and The Drive, and J.D. in Edmond. Hi, J.D. Thanks for hanging on.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I want to talk about the data centers. And I want to talk about higher than we're thinking, much higher. I read an article the other day about Elon Musk doing Elon Musk things.
Yeah.
And his take on it was he has a plan to deploy 6,000 satellites, mini servers, into orbit, and they would be all linked together. And solar panel powered. And, of course, in space, it's cold, so you don't need any cooling.
Yeah.
And you get the free power from the solar, and all that data would be transmitted
and via... And it doesn't rain in space, so you don't have to worry about...
You don't have to worry about folks bitching about, you know, the data centers being next to them because they can't even see them. Of course, you'd have more space junk, but whatever.
Well, and then when they would deteriorate, they would just burn up in the atmosphere. It'd be very easy for them to
Yeah, because they're smaller than the normal space junk.
Well, that's all doable. And if anybody can do it, Elon Musk can do it. However, the need for data centers can't wait until 2030 for him to put one up in space. What we're needing is now, because if we don't start having the power to compute now, the Chinese are going to pass us up. And so that's really what we're in the race for right now.
So you don't think you could get that off the ground?
Oh, I think you could get it off the ground. I think,
unintended, faster than that?
I don't know. I don't think so, because he hasn't been able to get anything in space other than, you know, a rocket ship up and down, something up to the International Space Station up and down. I don't know, unless he's got something up his sleeve that we're not aware of.
Well, it would be the same system that he uses to deploy his internet satellite.
Okay. It's possible, which then. Maybe he'll prove me wrong.
Working all the time.
Maybe he'll prove me wrong.
Anyway, I thought it was an interesting take. And
I think eventually that's probably where everything will be, because it'll also be protected from any type of sabotage or attack if it's up in space.
Although I have heard the Chinese have targeted information on some of our satellites.
Yeah, and we're supposed to have cool laser cannons, too, but I don't know how real that is. That could be artificially intelligence-generated, what I'm seeing. Yeah.
Well, I did read an article on that today, and they are a thing. So.
The laser cannons?
Yes.
Yeah.
They've already been deployed in the current skirmish.
Oh, okay. Okay.
They're shooting down some drones with them.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Gotta love that.
And I did watch the video on it, and it was not AI generated.
Okay.
So.
I've seen a couple, and they didn't look AI generated, but sometimes I don't believe my own eyes.
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks
for the call, JD. Glad you're listening and spending your afternoon with Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. Contraband at the Oklahoma County Jail? No, that's coming up next. I've been having a problem lately with muscle spasms in my shoulder, and I think it has to do with a bulging disc I have in my neck, and it's just one of those things. I'm going to have to wait for it to slowly heal itself, and it'll take a while to do that. You know what I did find, though? I did find if I put a tennis ball up against a wall and lean my shoulder into it and kind of roll around, it's as good as a masseuse. Oh, that's the stuff, I tell you. You know what? Getting old ain't for sissies. And if you were born in 1961, you know that all too well. You're probably also getting a lot of phone calls and emails and texts about Medicare and signing up for Medicare. Rather than worrying about being confused, skip the confusion. I can make life easy by calling one phone number, the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. Well-Preserved will put together a plan that'll work for you, and they won't have to rub your back to do it. Nope, they didn't have to rub backs to get where they are today. They just had to be honest and make sure that they were taking care of people. And that's what they do at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. 405-848-5790.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom. And you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door. And we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
When you have this guy Tyler Robinson caught dead to rights as the assassin, but people needed to see it because we were not hearing the evidence. We're finally hearing the evidence from the prosecution. And all those people who made so much money on clicks and theories should really be debunked, and you should really think twice before you subscribe to their podcast or listen to them at all.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, anchor weather forecast, Lee Matthews. Partly cloudy, 30% chance of rain, low of 70. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high 88. 30% chance of rain tomorrow night, low 70. Friday, partly cloudy, 30% chance of rain, high of 90. Saturday, partly cloudy, 20% chance of rain, and a high of 93. And you probably have heard of Mannheim Steamroller with their Christmas albums. Well, they're also out with Mannheim Steamroller's America 250 Gift Pack, which includes a digital download card of America's Spirit, Mannheim Steamroller's stunning musical tribute to America, a celebration of our country with the people that make the music great, including Mannheim's version of patriotic classics like America the Beautiful, Star-Spangled Banner, Battle Hymn of the Republic, Home on the Range, and then a couple of fun titles that you probably remember.
This here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben?
Like C.W. McCall's Convoy.
Yeah, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to play.
Also, the theme song of our good friend Trucker Ted on Freedom 96.9. Hey, Trucker Ted.
Hey, I am so glad. I know that nobody else has got bumper music with you, and I appreciate it so much.
Well, I have a lot of other truckers that call, and you have been a listener of mine much longer than they have, because you go way back to when I was over there. Yeah. And so hey, you're deserving of it there. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate it. It makes my heart feel good. But anyway, you know, I work for a major nationwide retailer as a driver.
Yes.
And our new trucks are all getting inward-facing cameras looking at us drivers, and they're all AI-powered.
Ah.
Yeah. And you don't look in your mirrors often enough, or you just, you know, you look down at the floor when you shouldn't be. The thing's screaming at you. I don't have one yet. I've heard about it. But, you know, it's making our roads safer with this AI. My question is what family member of the state senator owns the consultation group that is going to be doing this study? That is what would be my question.
You mean the study of the data centers?
Yes.
Yes. I don't know the answer to that question. And I don't know that the state senator that wants this done knows the answer to that question. I don't have a problem with it being studied, but I would like it to not be biased. I don't want it to be done by somebody who really wants to see data centers come to the state, and I don't want it to be from someone who doesn't want data centers to come to the state.
Yeah, well, like I was saying, I don't want it to be a family member of said senator doing the study.
Yeah.
You know, we've got enough grift and graft, you know.
I mean, but a lot of what we're hearing in terms of negativity about the data centers is propaganda that's coming from China. And China wants to stifle as much development of artificial intelligence in the United States as possible because we're already way ahead of them, and they want to catch up and surpass.
Now, Lee, I wasn't here when General Motors left the state.
Yeah.
But what I do remember from being where General Motors is from is the state of Oklahoma did not want to give, they needed more suppliers closer to the plant. They were spending too much money trucking the parts and pieces into to produce the cars here in Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
Did Oklahoma not learn anything about not getting on board, you know, when things like that need to happen?
No.
I mean,
no, they didn't. Economic development. There was a company called Canoo who had not even designed or built the electric utility vehicle that they were trying to sell and claimed to have had a contract with the Defense Department. And that Air Force bases and Army forts across the United States would be using these Canoo utility vehicles, electric utility vehicles, but they didn't even have a prototype yet. Yet here we were, Oklahoma City, giving them all kinds of tax breaks, giving them all kinds of property tax and everything so that they could locate and build a factory, which they did build, and they built one vehicle and went bankrupt. So,
and you know, we've allowed them, you know, they're talking about building the tallest skyscraper in the world in Oklahoma City. Have they even put a shovel in the ground yet?
No, they have not.
But we gave them all kinds of money.
Yes, we did. And I would like, you know, that will be something to see how that handles the winds that we get in the early spring.
Oh, well, it'll be just like that one as they're building it in Manhattan. It'll be collapsing.
Yeah. Sure will. So I think a lot of the developers and builders of the data centers have more together in it. They've got it more together than a lot of the other places that have wanted to come and build in Oklahoma City.
I think they do, too.
Yeah.
I'm all behind it. I mean, we need to, you know, Hooper, get off the pot.
Yes. At some point we do, or we're going to be under the train, not on it. Thanks a lot, Trucker Ted, on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's truck dealer. Oklahoma's talk radio. Make sure to join me Friday, 4 to 7. I'll be live at H&H Shooting Sports, giving away.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Warner.
Iran is accused of launching missile attacks on commercial oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz, killing one Indian crew member and injuring several others. India and the United Arab Emirates have condemned the attacks, calling for the protection of civilian shipping and freedom of navigation through one of the world's busiest energy corridors. A group that has used unique art installations to make fun of President Trump has placed a new statue on the National Mall.
Secret Handshake calls the piece an Iran War participation trophy. The group says it's awarding Trump a trophy for enthusiastic participation in the war, comparing it to trophies awarded to children for just showing up. Visitors are also encouraged to leave trophies for the president, with the group saying that no accomplishment is too small or too unearned to be given to Trump. The statue is expected to remain in place for the next few days. I'm Mark Mayfield.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute. Let me tell you something most people don't know. When you've been in a car wreck, the insurance company isn't calling to check on you. They're calling because time is their friend, not yours. The insurance company wants a recorded statement before your adrenaline wears off and before your injuries fully show themselves. Why? Because anything you say in the first few hours can be used to undervalue your claim or outright deny it later. Here's the takeaway. You're not required to give a recorded statement to the other driver's insurance company. You should never guess about your pain. You shouldn't guess about your injuries or even how the accident happened. Let the medical professionals evaluate you and let an attorney protect you. So the next time an adjuster calls immediately after a crash, remember, they're not being helpful. They're being strategic. If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000. Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. A Wagner County undercover operation has led to yet another arrest of a man accused of trying to meet a minor for sexual acts. Investigators report that Cody Bearden engaged in sexually explicit online convos with someone he believed he was a 15-year-old girl who was actually an undercover deputy. Authorities say Bearden arranged a meeting and was arrested when he arrived at the location. He faces a complaint of facilitating sexual conduct with a minor. Sheriff Chris Elliott has repeated that the operation is part of the department's effort to target online predators. The investigation remains ongoing. Well, the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation is continuing its investigation of an officer-involved shooting that took place in El Reno recently. Authorities say deputies were attempting to stop a man who had allegedly threatened a woman and sent images showing a firearm as well. Investigators say that man fled during a traffic stop and then got out of his vehicle, reportedly displaying a weapon in the process. Deputies then opened fire, striking the suspect who survived and was taken to the hospital for further treatment. OSBI continues leading the investigation into the situation. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture. I know how exhausting it can be to live with pain. Whether it's neuropathy, arthritis, or sciatica, you deserve relief that helps you feel like you again. At Be Well Acupuncture, we take the time to listen and create a treatment plan that fits your life, your body, and your goals. Let's work together to help you move easier and feel better every day. Start your journey back to wellness. Call or visit BeWellOKC.com to schedule your consultation today.
The biggest event of the summer is right around the corner. Don't miss H&H Shooting Sports Annual Summer Expo, Friday, July 17th and Saturday, July 18th. Meet factory reps from top brands. Try before you buy on the range. Save with huge store-wide deals in every department. Enjoy giveaways, door prizes, free swag, and special event-only offers throughout the weekend. H&H Shooting Sports' biggest sale of the year. The Summer Expo, July 17th and 18th. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
Uncontrolled bleeding can become life-threatening in just minutes. The right actions can save a life. Hi, this is Major Meredith with the Oklahoma City Fire Department. Our Stop the Bleed class teaches you how to recognize life-threatening bleeding and control it using direct pressure, wound packing, and tourniquets until help arrives. This hands-on training gives everyday people the skills to act in an emergency. Visit okc.gov/fire for more information on how to schedule this free training for your business, group, or organization.
A cola just might be coming to your Social Security check. No, not a diet cola. A cost of living adjustment. The details as the drive continues in 30 seconds on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. My name is Lee Matthews.
Freedom
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear and humid with a low of 69. Tomorrow, expect mostly sunny skies, increasing breezes in the afternoon and a chance of a thunderstorm. The high will be around 90. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy and humid with a low of 70. On Friday, anticipate mostly cloudy and humid conditions along with breezy winds and a chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon. The high temperature will be 86. Saturday will bring intervals of clouds and sunshine, a couple of thunderstorms, and breezy conditions with a high of 93. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
The two chopper pilots, their lives were saved by a craft that had no one in it, driven by an operator in Florida that was able to take that boat precisely to where their beacons said they were in the ocean, pick them up, and drive them back to safety of an aircraft carrier. You want that for our servicemen and women. That is AI compute and compute capacity.
And that's Kevin O'Leary explaining why we need more data centers, because of what is going on even now in Iran. Lee Matthews and The Drive on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Investigators are still looking into the alleged fentanyl smuggling at the Oklahoma City County Jail that resulted in the death of one inmate. One inmate? Just about all the deaths of the inmates that have happened in the last 5 years have been due to that. The investigation follows the recently announced death of inmate Dancing Feathers Whitecrow, which I told you about last week. Her death has not been officially released, or the cause of it hasn't anyway. Court documents reveal the investigation into inmate Taya Pixley for allegedly smuggling fentanyl into the jail. In a search warrant, investigators say Pixley hid a glass pipe inside her body. I can only imagine where that was. It was later found. However, when investigators reviewed camera footage, it appears Pixley placed something into her mouth. Ooh. The documents say witnesses admitted to investigators that Pixley smuggled fentanyl into jail. Investigators claim the fentanyl contributed to Pixley's intoxication while incarcerated and the intoxication of two other inmates that resulted in the death of one of those inmates back on July 7th. July 7th is the same day jail officials reportedly found Whitecrow unresponsive in her cell and transported her to the hospital where she was later pronounced dead. So far, jail officials are not confirming the link between the smuggling investigation and Whitecrow's death. But hey, if it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck and swims like a duck, Pixley's only facing charges for larceny and possession of contraband. At the Oklahoma City County Jail. No. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. What do you think of artificial intelligence and data centers? I brought it up because more conversation has been dropped that Oklahoma is going to have to make a decision before 2029 on whether or not the centers are coming to our state or not. Otherwise, we're going to miss out. Ramey writes to L. Matthews at freedom969.com, Lee, we are a society in decay, not because we disagree ferociously on issues, not because politics is an incredibly messy sport, but because we've reached the point where some people actually celebrate when another human being dies. Charlie Kirk was murdered, and people cheered. Rob Reiner was killed, and people celebrated. This moral failure isn't owned by one group. It's been adopted by all sides of the aisle. Now Senator Lindsey Graham has passed away, and social media is once again filled with people making jokes, celebrating, and acting as though the death of another person is some kind of political victory. What have we become? You don't have to admire someone. You don't have to vote for them. You don't have to agree with a single position they ever took. But if the first emotion you feel when you hear someone has died is joy, politics isn't your big problem. Your rotting heart is. Some of you spend all day talking about morality, decency, and kindness, unless it's someone you dislike. Then suddenly compassion has an expiration date. Character isn't measured by how you treat the people you agree with. It's measured by how you treat the people you don't. Many of you simple-minded people are contributing to the decline of our society. And by the way, your kids are watching. Ramey, well said. I like it. You know, that's always been one of my mottos. Yes, I am conservative. Yes, I am critical. And yes, I like to make jokes about the left and some of the policies of the left. But it doesn't mean I don't like them. It doesn't mean I want them dead. It doesn't mean I want their house burnt to the ground.
I want him dead. I want his family dead. I want his house burnt to the ground. I want to go to the middle of the night.
It means I disagree politically. So let's have a conversation and maybe find where we do agree. And maybe learn from one another on what we do not agree. It's called polite discourse. And if I'm selling anything on this radio program, it's polite discourse. Let's continue the polite discourse with a call to 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, Freedom 969. Are traffic cameras really helping to fight crime, or are they just spying upon us? Coming up on Freedom 96.9. Family-oriented businesses. You don't see a lot of them anymore. You really don't. You know why? Because bigger companies always come into the smaller towns and buy up all the properties, and they sell products cheaper, and everybody kind of likes that. But you know what goes away? That family-oriented business. Unless it's a restaurant. But that's where Frontier Auto Group is different. Frontier Auto Group is not like the rest of the auto dealerships in the metro. They're in El Reno, which, by the way, is a short drive for great savings and great service. Just minutes from Oklahoma City and everywhere you are. El Reno's Auto Alley, just off the Route 66 roundabout. And the son of the actual founder of Frontier Auto Group is running it. So we only have two generations, and it's been in business now for almost 100 years. And, you know, a small-town business like that, they don't stay in business if they're not good to the customer, because word gets around a small town a lot faster than it does a metropolitan area. So if you've got a check engine light, low tire pressure light, weak battery, AC's not quite getting the job done, go to the trusted franchise dealer ever since 1936, Frontier Auto Group. And they'll help to continue to support the community by offering to check your vehicle at no charge for those things, and make sure that they're there in the future. Frontier Auto Group, El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66, 405-262-3355.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
If it's neuropathy and chronic pain that you have, you can trust your wellness to Modus Health and their highly trained team. At Modus Health, they're experts in massage, chiropractic care, and physical therapy, and can tackle everything from neuropathy to chronic pain. Serving Oklahoma and beyond, they're here to ease your pain, boost your mobility, and support your health with personalized care. Visit ModusHealth.com for a free consultation. Modus Health, Oklahoma's choice for feeling your best naturally and effectively. ModusHealth.com.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Hey, Oklahoma, come celebrate 100 years of Route 66 and the Main Street Mural Tour with local artist at Airflow Technologies and Main Street of Yukon, Saturday, July 18th, 10 to 2. Cruise on over to 315 West Main in Yukon for burgers from Big Daddy's Burger Shack, a bounce house for the kids, your chance to dunk your favorite Airflow employee, and yes, even the fancy restrooms. It's fun for the whole family, so mark your calendar and celebrate Route 66 with Airflow Technologies right on the Mother Road, 315 West Main in Yukon, Saturday, July 18th.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast. Calling for partly cloudy, a 30% chance of rain for tonight. Low of 70. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 88. Tomorrow night, 30% chance of rain. Down to 70 for the low. Friday, partly cloudy, 30% chance of rain and a high of 90. Saturday, partly cloudy, 20% chance of rain and a high of 93. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. With nearly 300 license plate readers in the metro, Oklahoma City is set to debate whether to renew its contract with Flock cameras. I think whenever you see one up on top of a signal light, you think of a different name when it comes to those cameras. You think of cameras, but okay. A week from today, Oklahoma leaders will be discussing whether to renew the city's contract with Flock Cameras, the company behind the controversial automated license plate readers. The cameras are all across the city, 90 in operation since July 2023, nearly 300 in the metro alone. The city council will consider whether to renew the contract for another year following a presentation by Oklahoma City Police Chief Ron Basie, who will be talking about how the cameras have helped the department catch suspects. Oh, really? Jarrett Freeman, the Deflock OKC, an effort to push city leaders not to renew their contract with the cameras, said he's determined to stop that from happening. Part of his argument is that around the fact that he believes there isn't any proof that these cameras are actually helping to solve crimes. The city is paying $270,000 a year for the 90 Flock cameras. Police have said in the multiple interviews that the cameras help track down stolen vehicles and even suspects in a 2025 Midtown shooting. People who are utilizing the technology, it's been instrumental in catching very violent and very bad folks getting out on the streets of Oklahoma City, said the Fraternal Order of Police president. They also say that they're requesting further details on their effectiveness. No audit procedures exist for them, but training and guidance are. Data sharing concerns are still an issue. Data sharing is an Oklahoma City Police's official manual, which was updated on June 15th. The department allows sharing with other agencies. Now, here's the thing. It is not a violation of your Fourth or Fifth Amendment rights for the data to be shared. The only time that it would be an invasion of your Fourth or Fifth Amendment right if it were to be used against you in a court of law. Now, it would be used against you in a court of law if there was probable cause. For instance, if you were seen driving one of the cars that was suspected of being stolen. That's when it would be admissible in a court of law and would not be against your Fourth or Fifth Amendment right. It's a little absurd. It's kind of an abuse of power, said one particular resident who said he worries about that power. And some law enforcement officers have been convicted of using the cameras to stalk former or current partners. I don't know that they've been convicted of it, maybe accused of it. Maybe they used the data to try to see, okay, where did my wife go and how long was she gone? That kind of thing. But if it wasn't used in a court of law, then it's not an invasion. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. I don't know that I've noticed a big deal. I've not noticed any. I mean, it's not affected me personally. I've not been pulled over by a policeman. You always saw you run that red light back there. So I'm not that cranked up about it, but. What do you think? 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Hi, you are on the air. What is your name?
It's John Ponca.
Hey, John. Good to hear from you.
I was about to call and talk about probable cause, and you just said it.
Ah.
You just stole my thunder.
I apologize, but you're the lawyer. I'm not.
Well, my concern is, yeah, I don't want AI determining probable cause.
No.
You have a jury of your peers.
Mm-hmm.
So police officers are kind of in that same category.
Mm-hmm.
I want a human being to find that vehicle and that license plate and that suspected criminal.
Yeah.
Because you have an expectation of privacy. The Supreme Court said, like the old trunk rule from the 60s or 70s, whenever it was. But you have an expectation of privacy in your trunk.
Yeah.
So, you know, because and you can't access it when you're driving.
Mm-hmm.
So you could, you have alcohol or whatever, well, throw it in your trunk. Because they can't look at it without probable cause,
yeah.
Meaning you smell like a brewery or drugs or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, they have probable cause. Okay, they can search. Other than that, they got to have a warrant.
Right. I was pulled over in my pickup truck, and I have a cover on the back of the bed of the pickup truck. And I was pulling my boat, and I was pulled over for speeding by an Arkansas State Trooper. And he came up and said, I caught you doing whatever it was, 80 in a 70 zone, blah, 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 blah. Want to know what you're in such a hurry for? And I said, I'm a diver. I'm a scuba diver. I'm supposed to meet some people, and we're supposed to go diving, and I don't want to delay them any more than I'm already delayed them. And he looked on my boat, and he saw the diving insignia, and he saw the dive gear in the boat. Then he looked at the bed of my truck, and I thought to myself, if he asks to see what's in the bed of that truck, I'm not going to let him without him going to get a warrant. He never did.
Right.
He never did because I think he knew what I was thinking.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's the human. That's what humans do.
Mm-hmm.
AI can't do that.
Yeah.
You know, you need a human being. Like, I want my doctor to be a human being. Now, AI, if they can do things to find cancer research and things, that's fine. But that leads me to my other point. People, get over it. I want data centers now.
Yeah, we're going to need our data centers. I'm sorry.
Get on it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, with the technology we have, especially with people being more comfortable with nuclear power, we're not going to have to worry about the power issue.
No, not very long. Not very long. I mean, they're working on it right now. I think you've heard me talk about independent, small, cold fusion generators. There's one being used on an Air Force base in Idaho. It's just about finished with its alpha test. Once it finishes and passes its alpha test, they'll start using those in all of the Army and military bases and forts. And then they will start allocating them for data centers.
And that's right. And that leads to my next point is, hey, all these new technologies and, you know, Trump's willing to build more, you know, power plants and stuff, too, on top of nuclear. But we got to have money to do that.
Yeah.
Well, bring in the data centers. Then we have the money.
Or if you're an investor, maybe this is the time when you invest in a company that is building these cold fusion reactors or these data centers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Get in when the iron's hot. You get in. You know?
Yeah. You don't wait for them to be everywhere.
Right. Right. And it would help Oklahoma more. You were talking about the rural communities in particular, and you know, if they're near a Norman or a Tulsa or Oklahoma City or Edmond, you know, if they're within an hour drive, that's no big deal.
No, it isn't. I mean, you drive out toward Pryor, and you see these nice neighborhoods that are just kind of out in the middle of nowhere. I know all those people are working in Pryor at that data center, the Google data center.
That's right.
They're not Amish, and the only other people who live out there are Amish. So don't sit there, and tell me, "Oh yeah, those are farmers." No, they're not.
Yeah. Well, they're using the services of the data center. The Amish are not.
Yeah. That's right. John, it was a good laugh. Thank you for calling Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. So I was reading a financial advisor who said the stock market is doing so well these days. Pay attention to the indexes, buy the indexes, and don't ever let them go. No, I don't know what that means, but I do know somebody who does know what that means, and that's Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital. McGuire Capital. They handle my... You know, I got to tell you, throughout my career... It never occurred to me that I was going to ever have assets. And it wasn't until I sat down with Michael McGuire, he started pointing out, yeah, you got this asset, that asset, that. And he pointed out all the assets that I have. And I was like, wow, I didn't know I had those kinds of assets. And he goes, you know what? We're going to make them better so that those assets will be even more solid when you need them, when you retire. And I don't know when that's going to be. Even at this point, I don't know when that's going to be. He can do the same for you. Call him on his personal cell number, 405-760-5863, 405-760-5863. Ask him to explain to you what the indexes are, because I don't know what that is. I just read it. McGuireCapGuy.com is his website, 6632 Northwest 39th, downtown Bethany, McGuire Capital.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about this station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
July at Cimarron Casino. Get fired up when you sit down for fun and excitement during Hot Seat Heat Wave. Thursdays in July, 6 to 9 p.m., you could be selected to win one of 8 hot seat drawings where you can win up to $250 free play on July 2nd. And cash prizes that double each week up to $4,000 based on your card tier. Summer's getting hot, but you can play it cool with Hot Seat Heat Wave. Only at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday.
Firefighters run toward danger every day, but the hardest battles aren't always on the fire ground. Mental health challenges affect Oklahoma firefighters at alarming rates. Stress, trauma, and long hours take a toll, and too many go without support. The Oklahoma State Firefighters Association is taking action through our No One Fights Alone campaign, providing critical resources, support, and funding to help firefighters get the help they need. Supporting mental health isn't optional. It's essential. If you're a firefighter struggling, or you know one who is, speak up, reach out. Help is available. Strength isn't doing it alone. It's knowing when to ask for help. For more information, visit us at OSFA.info.
My love, you've done it. You slayed the beast.
Indeed, princess. Well, what's this? You're injured.
I am, but I know the cure.
Pray tell.
Journey to Reno and Sarah Road, to the place they call Okie Dokie Bakery.
What?
I need a dozen cookies at least. Cupcakes, macarons.
Are you sure?
They are delicious. Just what I need.
We ride to Okie Dokie.
Okie Dokie Bakery. Visit OkieDokieBakery.com.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
There's more at play here than Iran, because us being the most fierce fighting force in the history of the world, us being the world's greatest economic and military superpower, okay, there's a message being sent to the rest of the bad guys through the way we treat Iran. If we take it from Iran, that's a signal to them we might take it too. Okay, that's why the Afghan troop withdrawal was so disastrous under Biden.
Fox Across America, weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews and The Drive, 405-608-4377. Lance, I don't have a lot of time, but what I've got is yours. Go ahead.
Well, I've had a couple of run-ins with the Flock deal. One was, I've got a car that, kind of a sports car or whatever, that I took it off my Progressive insurance and put a kind of a specialized insurance policy for a car that you rarely drive. Uh-huh. And I got a ticket in the mail, a ticket for not having insurance. And I had insurance.
Huh. Yeah.
And so somehow it hadn't matched up, and I got this ticket. Well, my insurance company had to call, mm-hmm, whatever, and straighten it out. But the other one was, I worked for an agency in the Oklahoma City Metro, and we went on a call, a rollover accident on I-35, where the police were chasing a felon, illegal alien felon that was wanted for murder in Oklahoma City. Well, he'd been wanted for a year or two. He fled the area and moved to Kansas, and he was driving through Oklahoma City, and they caught him on the Flock camera, and then they went to chase him and ended up catching him. But the reason they found him was because of that.
Because of the Flock camera. Yep, there you go.
The Flock camera. He rolled his car over trying to get away from him, and anyway.
That was that. But, we are the epicenter of human trafficking as well. A lot of people don't know that. And those Flock cameras can assist in trying to track down who those people are or where they are headed. Thanks for the call. Lance, glad you're listening on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews and The Drive. Cost of living adjustment coming to Social Security? Got that coming up on The Drive.
WQOP, Enid, Oklahoma City.
Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Oklahoma City police have identified a man killed in a weekend homicide. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner.
Before you head to the grocery store, a word of warning.
Florida is seeing a sudden surge in foodborne cyclosporiasis cases, now totaling at least 60 infections statewide. Local health departments have confirmed at least 5 cases in Miami-Dade, 5 in Broward, 4 in Orlando, and 2 in the Tampa area. Investigators say the parasite is usually found on unwashed cilantro, basil, berries, bagged salads. So experts say guard your kitchen, scrub your produce with a clean produce brush, but note, this only reduces the risk of transmission, doesn't fully eliminate it. The cyclospora parasite can stick tightly to your leafy greens and fruits. Natalie Rodriguez, Miami.
President Trump will address the nation in a primetime speech on Thursday.
Speaking from the Oval Office Tuesday, he confirmed that election integrity will be among the things he will cover in his speech.
It's really big news. It's really, really big news. And our country has to shape up.
On Monday, Amos Now reported that the president will claim that declassified intelligence reveals a foreign nation's plot to interfere in the 2020 election. Trump will reportedly be joined by FBI Director Kash Patel and Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen, among others. The president has repeatedly claimed that the 2020 presidential election was stolen and rigged. I'm Mark Mayfield.
For the first time since Florida brought back the death penalty, 2 executions are scheduled to happen on the same day.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis wants James Duckett put to death by lethal injection at noon on July 28th. That same day, he wants Dominic Ocicconi executed at 6 p.m. Duckett was convicted of the 1987 murder and sexual assault of an 11-year-old girl. Ocicconi has spent 4 decades on Florida's death row. Now 80 years old, lawyers for the double murderer argue that he's too old and sick to be executed. I'm Rory O'Neill.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over 1 million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30-plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Oklahoma City police have identified a man killed in a weekend homicide as 59-year-old Cap Wynn. Investigators say Wynn was sleeping outside a laundromat near Northwest 30th and North Classen when he was attacked with a cinder block. Surveillance video helped police identify and arrest a suspect on a complaint of first-degree murder. Formal charges are pending. Elsewhere, police are investigating after a man was found suffering multiple gunshot wounds earlier this morning in northeast Oklahoma City. A patrol officer spotted the man near Northeast 42nd and Prospect and stopped to check on him when the officer discovered he'd been shot several times. He was taken to a hospital for treatment, but his condition hasn't been released, and police haven't identified any suspects as the investigation continues. Oklahoma is sending Swiftwater rescue teams to Texas to assist with ongoing flooding response efforts, with Governor Stitt saying 4 rescue teams made up of 24 Oklahoma Task Force 1 members are deploying with boats, trailers, and specialized equipment. State officials say Oklahoma's provided similar aid during emergencies in several other states. Teams are expected to begin operations as needed by Texas authorities. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are here to celebrate America's 250th with our red, white, and do more discounts on Yanmar, Bad Boy, and Altos. 250 off residential mowers, 500 off commercial mowers, 1,000 off tractors, and 1,500 off construction equipment. Celebrating America together at Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shield. Falls, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
All right, so who does not want to lock the clock on daylight time and why? It's coming up on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9 with Lee Matthews.
Freedom
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear and humid with a low of 69. Tomorrow, expect mostly sunny skies with increasing breezes in the afternoon and a chance of a thunderstorm. The high will be around 90. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy and humid with a low of 70. On Friday, anticipate mostly cloudy and humid conditions along with breezy winds and a chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon. The high temperature will be 86. Saturday will bring intervals of clouds and sunshine, a couple of thunderstorms, and breezy conditions with a high of 93. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
At the new 96.9, we're letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. That means you'll hear us from Ponca City to Hinton, from Stillwater to Tuttle, and from Blanchard to Perry. More power means more towns in Oklahoma stay informed about the issues that shape us here at home and from around the globe. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
So we started out the beginning, the program today, and I was talking about some things I had read and had been looking at over the past 24 hours in regards to data centers. We've had a data center proposal for Luther. We've had a data center proposal for Piedmont. We've had a data center proposal for Norman. We've had a data center proposal for Yukon. And that's all been met with a lot of resistance. And the excuses have always been, it's going to drain our power supplies. It's going to be a strain on our power grid. It's going to take our groundwater. And there's going to be noise pollution. We moved out here to this quiet little community because we wanted to live in a quiet little community. We don't want to have a lot of industry coming in. And that's all. I get all that. I get all that. But as a state, we're going to have to grapple with this, because if we get to a point where we absolutely positively do not want any data centers ever, ever, ever coming into Oklahoma, we're going to be missing out. Instead of being on the train to success and prosperity, we're going to be under it. So one of the state senators wants to study the idea, and that got me to thinking, okay, well, we can study it and we can study. Where were the people calling for the studies when it came to the wind turbines? Where were the people calling for the studies when it came to solar panels being put everywhere? Where were the people calling for the studies on anything that had to do with green energy? Nobody said anything. They just did it. Why? Because it was going to make money, which we now know was a paper tiger. It was a pipe dream, because we've learned, and it's exactly as I said when the time was coming, that there is no such thing as a wind generator that's going to generate as much power as one pump jack. You could fill every single vacant area that can handle it in the state of Oklahoma with a wind turbine, and it still wouldn't be enough to power Tulsa and Oklahoma City, let alone the rest of the state. One nuclear power plant could, but we can't do that because back in 1977 they made a movie about it, and we just can't do that. So one senator wants to call for a study of the data centers. I'm not against studying the data centers. But if we spend too much time analyzing this, we're going to be it's what I'm calling analysis paralysis. I have worked with people like it before. What are we going to do? Well, let's do a study and see what the study says we should do. So we get the study done. And we sit down and we start looking at the data of what the study says we're going to do or what we should do. And the boss doesn't like it, because the boss says, well, that's not what I want to do. That's going to be difficult to do. And I'm saying, but you wanted to know, you wanted the information about what we should be doing. And here it is. So let's do it. Oh, no, no, no. Let's do another study to see if this particular aspect of this, and then he's paralyzed. He can't move forward. He can't move backward because he feels like he doesn't have enough information about what he really wants this to be. There's going to be aspects of this we don't like. There's going to be aspects of this we do like. But I'm afraid with the demand of artificial intelligence, and I've already had some of the phone calls today from people working with artificial intelligence in the medical industry, and how quickly now artificial intelligence can go through a CT scan, the data of a CT scan. It used to take 30 to 40 minutes to determine whether or not someone had had a bad enough stroke for them to be treated for a stroke. And in some cases, that person died in the meantime. They've, because of artificial intelligence that can see patterns in a CT scan or MRI, I'm not sure which one it is. It doesn't matter. They can, the artificial intelligence can cut that time in half. And yes, this person has had a stroke, or this person has had something, had some kind of event that, and not only can the life be saved, the person can make a recovery. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. Artificial intelligence is going to be able to tell cells or tell antibodies what cells are cancer cells and what are not cancer cells. Curing cancer will be a matter of taking a shot, and that'll be it. And that's going to be here in a remarkable amount of time, thanks to artificial intelligence. But if we as Oklahomans sit here and say, oh no, I don't want that, we're not going to be the beneficiaries of any of it. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9 to join in the conversation. That's just one of the things in the topic buffet. Cost of living adjustment might be coming your way if you take Social Security. I'll tell you more about that coming up on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
I'm Bill, Lee. How you doing?
Just fine, Bill. And where are you?
I'm in Oklahoma City on our, what we call a parking lot, I-44.
All right, sir. glad you're joining
okay.
us.
Okay, 2 points on this on the nuclear reactors.
Mm-hmm.
People need to research more about the latest generation of fast breeder reactors.
Yeah.
Specifically, the liquid sodium reactor.
Yeah.
Yes, it has a higher cost to build because the uranium that is enriched is higher grade, but it's safer.
Are these the smaller ones that they've been working on, or is this a whole different deal?
No, it's been in, they've got one that's been running for 30 years.
Okay,
Iowa. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, but this is the latest iteration is about the size of a pickup truck.
Okay. Yeah.
They can be made that small.
That
just happens. Yeah.
That's why it's a parking lot. It sounds like the law or the EMTs have showed up to try to clear the traffic. Anyway,
And secondly,
I keep calling it cold fusion nuclear reactors, but that's probably not accurate.
Yeah, well, cold fusion is still science fiction for us.
Okay.
Give it time.
Yeah,
give it time. They're doing what they call fast breeder, and they're a lot more efficient than anything we've had in the last 50 years.
So here's what I'm envisioning. Okay, and I don't know what the timetable would be, but at some point, instead of having a neighborhood electrical substation that receives megawattage from a major power plant outside of town, you're going to have, instead of a substation, you're going to have one of these reactors, and it'll power the whole neighborhood.
Well, within the next 150 years, if mankind does not obliterate itself with its idiocy...
Yeah.
We're going to have power cells that regenerate their own energy, and that'll be based on each house. Business will have their own power cell.
Yeah.
So that's down the line. You and I'll be gone well past that time.
Yeah. But that's never going to happen if we adopt the attitude of nope, not here. I don't want that here. That might cause something terrible to happen.
Well, like you said, the wind generators.
Yeah.
I I'm not going to say the industry, but I went to one of the wind generation farms, the control center there.
Mm-hmm.
And the engineers on staff said they're worthless.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if the engineers were saying they're that bad, then
but the government was paying for them and underwriting them and subsidizing them, and it was free money for a lot of people to build, and it was free money for a lot of people to lease their property for, and everybody was getting caught up in all that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go to the solar panels. The whole concept of fields, I mean,
yeah.
We have literally fields of solar panels. There was a meme on Instagram a couple of months back. Why not put solar panels on all the parking lots for all the big truck stops, Walmarts, Targets, Kmart? That defeats the purpose. Oh, it makes an eyesore in town. Who cares?
Yeah.
Leave the cropland alone, people.
Yeah.
All right, Lee. That's my soapbox.
Nope.
Back down.
That's all, Bill. And I hope the traffic gets moving pretty soon for you there on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. You're absolutely right about all of that, and you're also underscoring a lot of what I have read on Freedom 96.9. No, it is not Diet Cola, but a cola is also known as a cost of living adjustment. A new projection estimates Social Security recipients may still be in for a modest cost of living adjustment later this year, though the increase may still change. The Senior Citizens League released its latest cost of living adjustment projection yesterday, keeping its prediction at 3.8%. That's the same rate that they estimated back in May, and down slightly from 3.9% that it estimated in April. It remains a notable improvement from the 2.8% increase that they projected in March. On average, monthly benefits would increase by just $74 to about $2,011 average. The true COLA increase for 2027 is not expected to be released until October. It's all based on projections on the same metrics used by the Social Security Administration to calculate the annual cost of living adjustment for retired beneficiaries. But the group has long argued that the data based on Bureau of Labor Statistics, Consumer Price Index, and Urban Wage Earners itself is a measure of change in prices for common consumer goods. So we shall see, but it doesn't really matter what the amount is going to be. It looks like you're going to get something later this year if you are on Social Security. A cost of living adjustment. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Jeff from Edmond.
Hello, Jeff. Good to hear from you, sir.
How are you doing, sir?
Good. Guns for everybody.
Absolutely. I just want to talk a little bit about the data centers and a lot of the resistance points that we're seeing. I think after COVID and after these wind turbines, there's just naturally going to be a lot more resistance from the population after they got duped on two crazy things like that. And honestly, I think it is, you're spot on with the surveys and studies. It's just going to be a time waster and a money suck through and through. But I do think, for the most part, people are in the right headspace of questioning such a big change after they've been duped on two huge things that, changed a lot of things for a lot of people. So I think that's mainly where it comes from. But I think overall it will be, understood that it is needed for the betterment of the state and, everything. And there's so much land here. I don't really see how it could be a true problem. There's so many different areas right out, 10, 15 miles out of towns that shouldn't be an issue for anybody.
I agree.
Go ahead, please.
Well, I didn't have much of a point to make, except that I see a lot of it in development.
Right.
I saw a statistic earlier today that the National Federation of Independent Businesses not only is hiring in Oklahoma, the independent business owner is hiring more than anybody else. They are more optimistic than anybody else. Over the next 5 years, that it'll be a good 5 years. that they're comfortable with increasing their spending, increasing their inventory, increasing their productivity. So I think data centers are going to be a part of that, or at least they're going to have to be a part of that.
And honestly, I think for the Oklahoma economy that's so dependent on the oil and gas industry, to have another competitor that can add productive, you know, consistent jobs that won't lay you off when the oil price gets too low.
Yeah.
How does that not benefit the state?
Right.
You know, it is overall a net gain. But I do think it's just going to take people some time to see and understand that. And so I appreciate you covering the topic.
Yeah,
thank you very
and
much.
Understanding it. Yeah, I hope so. Thanks a lot, Jeff and Edmund on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. Legalize marijuana, they said. It'll make things so much better, they said. Well, two dispensaries have been raided for selling more than just marijuana. That coming up on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. I get a lot of questions. The number one question that I get is, Lee, how do you know so damn much about the United States Constitution? And I say, because I keep a copy right here in my hot little hands at all times. Would you like to do the same? I'm going to be handing out copies of the United States Constitution thanks to American Gramophone Records. And I'm also going to be giving out their promotional giveaways that include the Mannheim Steamroller America 250 gift pack, which includes the digital download card of American Spirit, Mannheim Steamroller's stunning musical tribute to America, and the musical celebration of our country, all at H&H Shooting Sports. That's going to be Friday from 4 p. to 7 p. So join me as I broadcast live for the Summer Expo. It's going on Friday and Saturday. Meat factory reps, top brands. You can talk to them in person and try before you buy on the range. And store-wide deals in every department. Plus, enjoy giveaways, door prizes, free swag, and special event-only offers throughout the weekend. H&H Shooting Sports, the biggest sale of the year, the Summer Expo, July 17th and 18th. That's this Friday and Saturday at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear, I-40 and Meridian.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Proverbs 27:17. Hey, y'all, it's Austin from Cops Gun Shop. What if I told you there will be an opportunity for you to shoot some free ammo through some Shadow silencers on August 8th? Would you be interested in something like that? Well, I'm pleased to announce just such an event. Join Cops Gun Shop and Shadow silencers at Range 66 in Yukon on August 8th for a free range session where you can test fire a number of Shadow silencers for free. We provide the ammo. But here's the catch. You have to come by Cops Gun Shop and pick up an admission ticket for the 10 o'clock range session or the 1 o'clock range session on August 8th. There are only 25 free tickets available for each session. If you can't come by to get a ticket, call us at 405-235-2677 and we will reserve a spot for you. In order to take advantage, you have to have a ticket or a reservation. No exceptions. Swing by Cops Gun Shop at 416 Hudaberg Circle in Oklahoma City and get your free admission ticket and we will see you on August 8th. Cops Gun Shop. Live safe. Live smart. Keep praying that the communist influence goes away, and the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy or gal with a gun.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else every weekday starting at 2 p.m. You're not ever going to get any kind of anything with the Iranians. This is never going to happen. So it's like expecting Hunter Biden to not snort coke. It's like expecting Clinton to not like cigars. It's like expecting Joe Biden to be sentient. You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
The two chopper pilots, their lives were saved by a craft that had no one in it, driven by an operator in Florida that was able to take that boat precisely to where their beacons said they were in the ocean, pick them up, and drive them back to safety of an aircraft carrier. You want that for our servicemen and women. That is AI compute and compute capacity.
Just an example of how artificial intelligence is being used by our military in Iran. That was Kevin O'Leary trying to provide some perspective as to why we want artificial intelligence and why we want data centers to provide that artificial intelligence and data centers to make that artificial intelligence better. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. We're learning more information about the raid of two dispensaries and a convenience store in northeast Oklahoma. Last week, Oklahoma Attorney General's Office Organized Crime Task Force searched Dank Dispensary and On Track Express in Bristow, home of the Pirates, along with a home next to the dispensary. Legalize marijuana, they said. It'll be great for the economy, they said. Think of the tax dollars it'll generate, they said. Investigators say the dispensary is believed to have sold marijuana to individuals with no identification or Oklahoma Medical Marijuana Authority medical card. On Track Express convenience store is believed to have sold THC products, including marijuana pre-rolls. Agents seized processed marijuana and marijuana products during the operation. As a result, two people were arrested at the dispensary. Organized crime agents also made one arrest and confiscated several types of illegal drugs at the Black Purple Kush dispensary in Tulsa. I've seen that place. Tulsa County Sheriff's Office, along with the Oklahoma Medical Marijuana Authority, also routinely inventory undercovered suspicious pills. Agents confiscated more than 1,000 fentanyl pills, as well as heroin, ecstasy, cocaine, and 118 pounds of processed marijuana. Dispensary owner Terrence Lewis was arrested and charged with trafficking fentanyl, possession of drug proceeds, possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony, and possession of a controlled dangerous substance. Legalize marijuana, he said. It'll be good for the economy, they said. Oh, it won't attract any other drugs. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Sorry. Jessica writes, the National Federation of Independent Business and Small Businesses Optimism Index has rose 2.1% in June to 97.4, blah, 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 blah. What does that mean? It means that there is less uncertainty among independent businesses and small businesses in Oklahoma. As reported, the monthly jobs report, the Small Business Employment Index remains essentially flat, but that's still good because it's still up 32% than what it was in 2020. Small businesses are the ones doing the hiring, and small businesses are the ones that are the most optimistic. On Freedom 96.9, hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Teresa Phillips.
All right, and where are you?
I am actually driving towards Norman.
All right.
I am from Piedmont.
All right. Good to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Well, as far as the data centers go and how the data is, or AI, is improving things, what you were speaking about, the influence it has on our medical providers.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you that I've had, between myself and my elderly mother, we've had numerous imaging that we've had to have done over the past 6 months.
Uh-huh.
The results are ready in 7 to 8 minutes, and that's with imaging that's done without contrast and with contrast. Here's the problem. The AI only has so much information. It's what is fed into it. Both of my mother and I were sent, were given the results, and they missed all kinds of stuff. The I have broken heart.
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. President Trump says strikes on Iran will continue until he says it's enough.
Trump said Iran's military has been significantly degraded.
And they have fight. You know, it's like a great boxer. You think you have him beaten, and then all of a sudden he comes back and he gives you a shot.
He went on to say the only way to negotiate with Iran is through strength, and threatened that the U.S. would hit bridges and power plants if Iran doesn't negotiate. This comes as the U.S. has reimposed the naval blockade of the Strait of Hormuz and launched strikes against Iran. I'm Mark Mayfield.
President Trump says federal immigration traffic stops will continue after ICE paused most stops following fatal shootings in both Maine and Texas. Border Czar Tom Holman says the pause is temporary to protect ICE agents and ensure proper actions.
At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average added 150 points, the S&P 500 gained 28 points, and the NASDAQ rose 162 points. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Oklahoma City police have identified a man killed in a weekend homicide as 59-year-old Cap Wynn. Investigators say Wynn was sleeping outside a laundromat near Northwest 30th and North Classen when he was attacked with a cinder block. Surveillance video helped police identify and arrest a suspect on a complaint of first-degree murder. Formal charges are pending. Elsewhere, police are investigating after a man was found suffering multiple gunshot wounds earlier this morning in northeast Oklahoma City. A patrol officer spotted the man near Northeast 42nd and Prospect and stopped to check on him when the officer discovered he'd been shot several times. He was taken to a hospital for treatment, but his condition hasn't been released, and police haven't identified any suspects as the investigation continues. Oklahoma is sending swift water rescue teams to Texas to assist with ongoing flooding response efforts, with Governor Stitt saying four rescue teams made up of 24 Oklahoma Task Force 1 members are deploying with boats, trailers, and specialized equipment. State officials say Oklahoma's provided similar aid during emergencies in several other states. Teams are expected to begin operations as needed by Texas authorities. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
When it comes to your health coverage, one thing matters most: your choice. Health 65 believes you should have the liberty to choose a Medicare plan that fits your doctors, your budget, and your lifestyle. Our team will walk you through your options and help you make a decision that's right for you, because it's your health and your call. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65 in Edmond. Call me or start planning today at Health 65. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
No, they're not trying to talk to you about your vehicle's extended warranty. No, they're not headhunters looking for you to join their job force. No, they don't have a special way you can make extra money in your spare time working from home. What all those phone calls and emails and texts that you're getting is because you were born in 1961, and they're trying to get you to set up Medicare through them. But they're not from here. They don't know all the ins and outs of what Oklahoma has to offer. And that's where my good friends at the Well Preserved Advisory Group come in. 405-848-5790. Best call you could make if you're new to Medicare. The team will at Well Preserved will put together a plan that works for you. Again, call the team at the Well Preserved Advisory Group and forget all those other things that are trying to get in touch with you. 405-848-5790. 405-848-5790. Well Preserved Advisory Group.
This is not a game. Everybody needs to understand. These crazy little mini mom Donnies who are popping up all around the country, they are a danger to you and your family. This is not a game. If they promise you free stuff, there is far more beneath those promises that even some of these people do not understand themselves.
Question: what new full-size trucks have the best powertrain warranty in America? Answer: new Ram trucks. They now come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. That's a very long time. So, where can you find that new Ram truck? Answer: VanceAutoGroup.com. Vance has a plethora of new Ram trucks at their dealership in Guthrie, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35. Vance also has dealerships in Miami and Woodward. John, Megan, and the rest of the Vance family invite you to enjoy a better kind of buying experience, one with superior service, the lowest prices, and a Ram powertrain warranty good for 10 years or 100,000 miles. Find out more by going to VanceAutoGroup.com or stop by Vance Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram.
With approved credit, see dealer for Ram warranty.
Wait a minute. One professor is saying that artificial intelligence is ruining his classroom. If it's ruining your classroom, maybe you don't need to be teaching whatever it is that you're teaching. And aren't you in charge of your own classroom? We're gonna straighten this out coming up on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews on Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear and humid with a low of 69. Tomorrow, expect mostly sunny skies with increasing breezes in the afternoon and a chance of a thunderstorm. The high will be around 90. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy and humid with a low of 70. On Friday, anticipate mostly cloudy and humid conditions along with breezy winds and a chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon. The high temperature will be 86. Saturday will bring intervals of clouds and sunshine, a couple of thunderstorms, and breezy conditions with a high of 93. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
If you want the best defense, if you want to maintain your style of life and freedom and democracy in America for your children, you give a damn about data centers. You have an obligation to build one in your state and give some of that capacity to the Pentagon.
It's Kevin O'Leary again talking about how data centers are going to be here. Data centers are here to stay. So it's like I always say, you can either be on the data center train or under it. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. On Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews and The Drive. Toby writes, Lee, did you see that it has been reported that the FBI has been crawling all over Lindsey Graham's Washington, D.C. townhouse? No wrongdoing is being suspected at this point, but the FBI has been there, according to TMZ, most of the day today and yesterday. And you got to understand, Toby, Lindsey Graham was a member of several committees and in charge of several projects for President Trump that had a lot of classified information surrounding them. And the FBI wants to make sure that there's not a bunch of classified information laying around in a briefcase or in a folder or anything like that. No, it's not because Lindsey Graham may have done something wrong. It's just a security issue. That's what I think is going on here. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Elise writes, Lee, I'm checking in to see if you have received the latest SafeWise data on the town of Hinton. Beyond the rankings of our 2026 state survey of safety, we found that 59% of residents in Oklahoma are most concerned about gun violence, even though the reported crime rates in cities like Hinton remain remarkably low. If you're interested in learning more, our safety expert will be able to talk to you. Why certain safety concerns are rising despite low crime. Elise, I don't believe you. I don't believe you that the state of safety survey found that 59% of residents in Oklahoma are most concerned about gun violence. Maybe somewhat. And definitely not in Hinton. I'm sorry. Not enough people live there for there to be a problem. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. We've been talking about artificial intelligence most of the day today and also data centers today. A Brown economics professor, Roberto Serrano, has said he has become convinced that widespread use of artificial intelligence has occurred after his students in his welfare economics and social choice theory course earned unusually high scores on a midterm exam. He said he had converted the exam from an in-person test to a take-home assignment after the December shooting at Brown University that killed two students, hoping to reduce the stress for students still dealing with the aftermath of the tragedy. Surprisingly, 40 of the 86 students in the class received perfect scores, resulting in an average grade of 96%. Serrano told the outlet that he and his teaching assistants compared several other student responses to ChatGPT outputs and found similar wording. When he returned to class after the final, he asked students why they were at the university and if they were just going to cheat. He said his question was, "Why are you here? Why are you at the university if you refuse to learn or you refuse to work hard, if you refuse to put the necessary effort to develop critical thinking?" He said that he, even his colleagues and universities, needed to address AI-related cheating and generative artificial intelligence becoming more prevalent in higher education. He says, "We cannot afford to have a society in which a significant fraction of our best young minds think that cheating is okay. We cannot choose to become idiots." And rather than immediately discard the midterm results, Serrano announced that the May final exam would be administered in person. All right. I don't think the problem here is the students. And I don't think the problem here is artificial intelligence. If you give your students the opportunity to use artificial intelligence, they're going to use it. They don't care about critical thinking, and they don't care about what they all they care about is making a good grade and getting out of your class with a good grade. Why? Because that's all you university idiots encourage. Now, you, sir, the professor of the class, were the bleeding heart liberal who compromised your standards in order to make yourself feel better about giving the students a break. You were worried about your students still having a problem about something that had happened months before on the campus, not in your class, but on the campus of Brown University, a shooting. You were sitting here, "I'm going to be nice to my students, and I'm going to let them have a take-home exam." What were you, and now you're complaining that when they did take it home, they used artificial intelligence to get the answers? That's not cheating in my book. That's what I would have done. Because you didn't say, "Don't use artificial intelligence." And if you didn't want them to do that, then you should have given an in-person exam. This is on you, Professor. Presumably, you've got a PhD or a master's in economics, and you're teaching at an Ivy League university. It is your job to challenge the students, not motivate the students to challenge themselves. This was shoddy workmanship on your part, Professor. I had something similar happen when I was in college. First thing was, when I walk into a college class that I'm paying good money for, and in walks a shabbily dressed grad student that's teaching the course, I immediately want to go to the administration building and demand a discount. Okay? I'm paying good money for this course. I'm not paying you so that I can be a guinea pig for your grad students. I get it that grad students are going to be there to handle labs. Fine. Grad students are going to be there to run, I don't know, parts of the library. Grad students are going to be there to fill in for when the actual professor himself or herself can't make it. Grad students are going to grade the papers. Grad students may even write the tests. That's fine. But for the grad student to teach the entire course for me, paying a full amount of tuition, that to me was a ripoff. So I immediately had a crappy attitude when I walked into my college courses and a grad student was teaching the course. That's number one. Number two, as I think his name was Anthony Montaliano or something like that. I don't remember. It doesn't matter at this point. It's been over 40 years, been over 45 years. Anyway, it was an English rhetoric class. Okay, rhetoric is where you're supposed to learn how to compose communication, written communication. And he put a bunch up on the chalkboard, a bunch of authors. Most of them were Oriental, Chinese or Japanese. And then down in the lower corner, he put Nathaniel Hawthorne. And he wanted us over the next week to compose a paper about the influence that these authors had on rhetoric in the world. Well, I and every single person in the class wrote about Nathaniel Hawthorne because we'd never heard of any of these other authors. And we handed in the papers, and he was furious. I didn't instruct you to write about Nathaniel Hawthorne. This is about rhetoric. And one of the guys in the back of the room raised, I want to apologize on behalf of the class. We didn't have it. I said, no. You're not apologizing for me. I said, Mr. Mataliano, okay, if you wanted us to write a paper on the effects of rhetoric in the world these authors had, you needed to do a better job of telling us who these authors are. Well, you were supposed to go and look them up and blah, 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 blah. I said, okay, wait a minute. This is the first day. This is the first day of a rhetoric course, all right? And this is on you. And he stormed out of the classroom. He was furious. He later saw me on campus, and I thought, oh, here we go. Here we go. He came over to me, and he said, you know what? You're a good debater. I said, thank you, professor, or whatever. He said, look, the reason I stormed out, I want to apologize to you. That was unprofessional of me. What you were saying was true. I said, professor, if you had maybe given us a little bit more instruction as to why you think these particular authors, but they didn't even write in English. So what were we supposed to do? Go to translate all of it? What did you want us to do? This is a rhetoric course, not propaganda. Anyway, we shook hands and went on our way, and everything was fine after that. But it was, again, shoddy workmanship. And so that's my advice to any student. Don't be afraid to stand up to a professor like that and tell him, what? 405-608-4377. Thank you for hanging on. You are on the air with Lee Matthews.
Hello, Lee. This is Russell from Oklahoma City.
Hello, Russell. Good to hear from you, sir.
Yeah, a couple of things. First, you were talking about the data center.
Yeah.
And then I did a little bit of undercover work, and I found out there's a data center on South Council?
I did not know that. I knew there was one in Pryor. There's a big one in Pryor, and it's a Google data center. And then there's another one in Stillwater, and I think it's an Amazon data center.
And apparently, from what the group is, there's one in downtown Oklahoma City.
Okay. So we can't sit here and say these are all new and these are all bad, because they're already here and they're already set up and they're already doing their thing.
Yeah, so that's surprising me.
Yeah.
And if they want to moan and groan and complain about data centers, well, I have no problem with data centers as of far as right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're not interfering in my life. But how about West? Well, there's one on council, apparently. So put one like at County Line Road or Sarah Road, I-40. It's not in the BFE. It's not in the city. I mean, there's lots of real estate up for sale.
There's
you can
a
put
lot
one there.
There's a lot of it. Yes, there is a lot of it.
And second thing, changing the subject a little bit, remember, I think it was just before the 4th of July, you came or you played that song from that guy?
Oh, yes.
That, can't remember.
Welcome to the land of the free, yes.
Yeah, I have that part of my workout music.
Oh, well, good for you. Good for you.
So each time I work out, I hear that. And
yeah.
Kind of like, and I'm kind of.
It was a song. It was a song about how many people are coming here because of the soccer tournament and loving it and enjoying our land of the free. Yes.
Yeah, especially when my wife looked at me and says, "Really?" When he said something about Taco Bell and Buggies. But another thing I'm discouraged about is the U.S. House yesterday, who the only thing they could do was debate on a bill about fall back and spring forward.
Okay.
And apparently they named a post office. Wow, that's such good work.
Oh, man, yeah.
Wow, hard work, huh?
Well, get ready. I think the House has moved that on to the Senate. The Senate's going to vote on whether or not to lock the clock.
Which I don't think is going to pass.
I don't know. I don't know what to think. They're locking it on daylight savings time. That might be why people might want it to go to standard time. I want it to be on daylight time because I like having the latter part of the day where the daylight is. But at any rate, Lindsey Graham's other bill on Russian sanctions very well may go through by the end of the week.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I never did get a chance to ask you, but how was your, and that's another thing. Edmund, the Liberty Fest.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it in the early morning was on Fox News.
It was, yes.
Wow, which is surprising.
Yeah, Steve Doocy was in town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how was your 4th of July?
It was good. It was good. We did the parade. We were MC of the parade. It was hot, but it was a long parade. It was a longer parade. It's longer than it had ever been. It was 113 floats. Ended up being a really good celebration. Lovely wife and I went back to the house, made some barbecue, and it was just us two. My sister-in-law was supposed to come up, but that didn't happen, so we had a pretty quiet household. How about you?
I shoot a $548 worth of fireworks.
Well, good for you. Good for you. Got to run, Russell. Thanks a lot for the call on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Don't get me wrong. I'm not afraid of technology. I'm not afraid of big companies. But I went into my own bank today because I needed some more ledgers for your checkbook, because the lovely wife and I, we still like to do our checkbook the old school way. And sometimes ain't no school like the old school. The folks at Frontier Auto Group know that. That's why they still do it old school. They still come out, meet you in person, and they go over everything on your vehicle with a fine-tooth comb, you know, like they used to. If it's a check engine light, low tire pressure light, weak battery, air conditioning not getting the job done, your air conditioning won't. That's not good this time of year. Frontier Auto Group has been the trusted franchise dealer since 1936, and they want to help continue to support the community by offering all of these vehicles in it that they have and absolutely free. And they check all this stuff during their regular scheduled service visits anyway. So set up a service appointment now, or at least go in and see what it's all about. At El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66 at the roundabout, Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
The biggest event of the summer is right around the corner. Don't miss H&H Shooting Sports Annual Summer Expo, Friday, July 17th and Saturday, July 18th. Meet factory reps from top brands. Try before you buy on the range. Save with huge store-wide deals in every department. Enjoy giveaways, door prizes, free swag, and special event-only offers throughout the weekend. H&H Shooting Sports' biggest sale of the year. The Summer Expo, July 17th and 18th. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are here to celebrate America's 250th with our red, white, and do more discounts on Yanmar, Bad Boy, and Altos. 250 off residential mowers, 500 off commercial mowers, 1,000 off tractors, and 1,500 off construction equipment. Celebrating America together at Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Consider this an invitation to listen to my personal financial advisor, Mike McGuire of McGuire Capital's financial show, Bull and Bear. Hey, it's Lee Matthews, and you can hear it every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. Get to know Michael and then set an appointment where he can get to know you and your family and your retirement goals, just like he did me. Together, you can get to and through your retirement goals. In my case, sooner than you think. Tune into Saturday's Bull and Bear show, 10 a.m. to 1, right here on Freedom 96.9.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Just when you think things might calm down, they heat up again in the Middle East, around the world, and even the crazy politics here at home. It's Eric Erickson. Listen live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. I'll dive deep in the news, what's happening, give you my opinions, take your phone calls as well. 877-973-7425 every weekday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9 as we spread freedom across Oklahoma.
This is Call Me Craig. I was hot, horny, and that old man was in my space. I'd already committed to it. You ever turn around halfway through a chase? Makes you look stupid.
He paid to enter Yellowstone. I gave him the full experience. Premium package.
Okay, so artificial intelligence may cure cancer, and it can also entertain. That was an artificial intelligence video put together of the bison that went after that poor old grandpa. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Paul is in Yukon. Thank you for hanging on, Paul.
Well, thank you for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Hey, I just want to kind of echo your angst of university professors and, oh, my gosh. About the same time you were going through that class, I was doing my own recreational reading of really evolutionary theories and, oh my goodness, things that pass, still pass, is hard science. It's nothing but philosophy and really religious exercise of Darwinian evolutionary models that are way outdated and long disproven, but we're still teaching it. I've got my own issues with the university.
Well, that is not to say that you should not go to college. What I do tell people is go to college if you have a plan that requires something that you need to get a college degree for. Don't go to college to find yourself because of the social life or because I'm just going to be bored sitting around the house if I don't go to college. Don't do that. You're going to end up wasting a lot of money.
That's fact. Yes, yeah. I was never dedicated. I was never focused enough to even know what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
But just in my life, anecdotally, the people I run into with the biggest egos, bruised egos, are the ones that have the education.
That's it.
They can't learn anything. They can't be taught anything.
That's it.
They can't.
Got to run, Paul. I'm sorry. Thanks for the call. I'm sorry I ran out of time on you. On Freedom 96.9.